Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Darrington Taye Show.
Call the Darrington Taye Show at 661-467-2416.
January 16th, 2011. We have a little technical problem right now. Our soundboard is not up to speed.
And also something tells me we're not broadcasting live because we just heard the Blog Talk Radio woman.
Do you know what? I think that might have been me playing our show.
Really?
On a browser, yeah. So that's
what?
Not a good idea.
Oh, that's not a good idea. So maybe we are broadcasting live?
I think we are broadcasting live.
Oh,
things
well, then,
are good.
Then scratch that. Today is actually National Nothing Day.
National. We had no sound clip? Wait, are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, for the show or
no,
right
it's
now?
National Nothing Day. That's what January, what's it, 16th?
Oh.
National Nothing Day.
So that's why I didn't play any clips in the opening.
Maybe.
So we had a little technical problem.
I think it was perfect. I think Mel Gibson in the opening was just fantastic.
It was the only clip that played, and then the rest of it froze.
I liked it. I thought, can we add that?
We could add that from now on. I'm
wait,
going to...
Wait, come on. It was like...
It was right between...
Oh, it was during the to call the Derek and Kay show, call the number.
And I think that's what happened,
and then
yeah.
Mel came on and he got bitter. What did he say? Oh, I told
deserve,
you to be blown first
yeah.
before you call. So that's the message. Before you call the Derek and Kay show, you deserve to be blown first.
You could say that.
Yeah, there you go. How you doing over there, Eric Freilich?
Oh, you mean engineer?
Engineer Eric.
Yeah, Bielish. I don't know what happened there.
Coming back.
But we're going to reboot that, and we got our sound coming up over here. But we do have our very special guest tonight, Sarah.
Sarah.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
How's
thanks.
Your husband doing?
He's doing great. He's freezing his arse off right now at the Jets versus the Pats. Foxborough.
Absolutely. That's happening right as we speak. This is why no one's listening
really,
to our show probably anyway.
Oh, that would be sad.
I think last really time cold. I checked, was it was like 3-0. We were ahead 3.
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah. You've heard how that, what's that dude's name on the Jets? Cromartie or something? He's been bitching about Brady all week.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. He called Brady an asshole. It's like, I'm not sure that's a wise strategy to call the potential MVP asshole when
yeah.
he really hasn't done anything to you. Maybe not the best strategy before the national playoffs.
Well,
right?
there's been back and forth taunting all week.
Well, I guess Wes Welker gave a press conference, too.
Yes,
and
he did. I've got audio.
Oh.
I've got audio
oh,
from
good.
The Wes Welker conference, which he was actually benched for.
You know, wow.
But I think he's playing now, but I don't. But I think he was benched in the beginning of the game for those comments.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I thought they were funny. We
well,
had all kinds of audio.
Oh, no. It's very clever, but I don't think we needed to show that we cared.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, but it's not in Belichick's style for the team to care like that. And
yeah, I know he's very tight with that stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we begin our show with that news?
Oh, if we're talking about it,
yeah
let's talk about Wes Welker.
No,
peeps.
I think first we need to talk about Jets coach Ray Rex Ryan.
Okay, I love football.
Ray
so
peep. This
yeah.
has. This has very little to do with football,
oh.
and more to do with creepy foot fetishes. Do you have any where's that sexy music you have?
Oh yeah, well let's see if this is back up now. I think it's good.
Oh, is it working? Oh, you have your. Oh, there we go. Nice.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Rex Ryan, who is the Jets coach,
Oh, God. Here, don't get me started on this
dude.
You
mentioned this last week. We didn't get into it.
Michelle Ryan was featured in a foot fetish video. Oh, yes. And for the foot fetish video leaked online.
Oh.
And we have the audio.
Stop
it
now.
Fan-freaking-tastic. There's nothing better, nothing funnier than this. And I cannot wait to play this.
Please play this shit.
It's going to be amazing. Here it is. The Rex Ryan foot fetish video on the Derek and Kay Show. Oh, by the way, I didn't plug any of our, like, Twitter, Gmail, any of that stuff. So let me do that first.
Oh, right.
You can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Follow us now on Twitter.
You've got mail.
At dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derekandkay.blogspot.com. And call the show at 661-467-2416. And now on to the audio, people. Now, the visual is that Rex Ryan's wife, Michelle, is in a car, and he approaches the car, but there's no video of him. It's just her sticking her feet out.
Okay.
Oh, okay. There's no car trouble or anything?
No, not at all. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh, you don't have to put your feet in. You can leave them out.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, oh, yeah. In fact, you have really beautiful feet. Yeah, they are beautiful. Do you mind if I touch them?
Oh.
Yes, you do. I can touch them. Thank you.
What do you think?
Oh, wow, they're like really soft. Yeah, they're like really soft. Yeah. Is it okay to touch him again? Can I smell him?
Oh my God!
But most men like to do a lot of things with those feet. ma'am, can I take your number or see your driver's license? Okay, thank you. I'm going to turn this thing off.
And that's basically where it ends. And the aforementioned press conference with Wes Welker happened recently this week. And there's a little mix on YouTube between a Rex Ryan conference where they asked him about the foot fetish video and also Wes Welker getting ready for the game where he drops subtle foot comments about 10 times the entire interview.
Really?
Yes. It's hilarious. Here we go.
You know, obviously I knew, you
this
know,
is Rex
these
Ryan.
Questions, you know, these questions coming and things. It's, you know, this is a personal matter and I'm not going to discuss it.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page and everybody's putting their best foot forward.
Yeah.
Again, you know, this is a personal matter, and, you know, I hope you can respect the fact that I wish not to discuss it.
You can't just stick your toe in the water.
It's a personal matter.
So, you know, you got your foot up in the air.
Again, it's a personal matter. And, you know, I really don't want to discuss it.
Want to go out there and just put your best foot forward.
You know, it's personal.
He's got great feet. You know, he has good feet. He's another guy who has great feet.
You know, it's personal.
You want to make sure that you know, you bring your best foot forward out there.
It's a personal matter.
And you definitely have to be on your toes and make sure that you're ready.
I just want to keep things that it's a personal matter, and I'm really not here to discuss it.
So he dropped 10 toe references and 10 foot references during the press conference.
Wow. That's pretty great. That's a little uncomfortable.
Oh, a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I don't think that I really understand a foot fetish. I guess I don't have one, so I guess I wouldn't understand what is so fabulous about a foot.
Yeah, touch it, smell it. That sort of thing.
Soft. She mentioned she keeps them pedicured and in pretty shoes. I like pretty shoes as much as the next gal, but I don't want anybody doing anything to them. That's crazy. You know?
Yeah. I don't understand.
I mean, just keep the piglets clean. You know.
Do you still put powder on your toes every night before you go to bed?
Well, are we really going to share this live?
Sure.
The dog?
I do not powder my toes every day anymore.
You don't?
I do not, but I do put lotion on my feet regularly.
It's a good thing.
Well, you know,
you gotta keep them pretty.
Well, no, soft, I think.
Soft, yes. Yeah.
Or so they don't dry.
Lest Rex Ryan come
and
by
and
look at
them. And then in the summer, I do tend to get pedicures often because I do actually think it looks better when you're wearing sandals.
Or at least
to paint your toes or have them cleaned up, yes.
I have had zippy pedicures. Manicures, yes. I've had at least 3 manicures, no pedicures.
Oh, my God.
I know, I'm missing something.
We're doing it.
When are we doing it?
We're starting at the top.
We're going to Belisante. Let's plug Belisante on Newbury Street, man.
Oh.
They give killer pedicures.
So what's involved? What's involved in a pedicure?
Oh, God.
They cut your feet?
Well, no. They fill the tub with a degree of water that's comfortable for you, somewhere between lukewarm and hot, depending
on
what you like.
I like hot.
And then if they're in nice suds, and it depends on the environment you're going to. Like, they might do more of an aromatherapy.
Put the music back on, Derek.
an aromatherapy, like, hot tub for your feet.
Nice.
And then while they're soaking, then they come out. And
what else happens?
They take off any remaining polish you have on your feet, and then, you know, they clean your feet and they file them and they clip them if they have to. They do the cuticles and everything, and then give you a killer massage from your toes up to your knees, usually.
Put your feet in.
That is awesome. And sometimes if you go for, like, the maximum pedicure.
Maximum pedicure? Is that what it's called?
They might, like, wrap your legs in, like, you know, these hot...
Salami?
No, like, these, like, hot cloths or, you know, or put... or rub
Oh, washcloths from, like, the crock pot?
Not quite. And then they...
Lemon-scented hot cloths that they give you on the plane?
One of the best things I've had done is have my legs rubbed with hot stones. Which is awesome.
Not barbecue, like they do at Jones Barbecue and
Foot
Massage?
Not quite. Not
yeah.
quite.
No. Okay.
Good ass barbecue.
Good ass barbecue and foot massage.
And then, you know, you get your toes painted and all that crap, and it's great.
Wow.
It's just very indulgent. It's fabulous.
It sounds amazing.
I will say this.
There's a but.
You're better off spending a little more money on your pedicure because they last longer. I swear to God.
Okay.
Like, I've discovered when I go for the El Cheapo ones, you got to replace it like a week later. Whereas if I pay the big bucks, it usually lasts 3 to 4 weeks.
Will they laugh at my big Thomas toe?
Honey, how about when Anastasia
big
used
Thomas
to laugh?
I have a big
plug to AnastasiaNikolova.com.
Woo!
Anyway, remember when Ati used to make fun of my long toes?
No. Did she used to make fun of your
my
long toes?
My toes are as long as fingers.
Well, I have one big index toe. I have one giant index toe, and my grandmother swears it's Thomas toe.
Okay. That's all right. It means we're good in bed.
Does it?
I guess so. The second toe being longer than the other dude.
Oh, no,
I've
no.
I've never heard this
No,
before.
I don't have
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't
yeah.
have
Is
that.
Is it proven?
Really?
I think... All right. We're not going to
okay.
go there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, in talking about the whole foot fetish thing, I can barely... Like, I never put a finger in my mouth as a child or as an adult. I can't even.
Where
I can,
are you going?
I can.
This?
Well,
yeah,
I can barely do like a finger licking good moment with like fried chicken.
You don't. You're not. You're
what
not.
What does this have to do with toes?
Well, people with foot fetishes, they put digits in their mouths and
okay,
they do all kinds of gross
you're not
things.
A, you're not a finger. When I was little, I think I had like a thumb in the mouth.
You suck a thumb.
Yeah.
I never put any fingers in my mouth.
No.
No. Not
no,
a thumb.
I can't,
nothing.
I can't say I was a thumb sucker either.
I don't think it lasted long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year or something.
I don't know. I thought I saw you do it 5 minutes ago. But
no, I think I was just trying to get that computer working.
Oh,
I don't like
okay.
it when I see adults doing it. That's gross.
Oh, you mean like in that situation?
Real
with the
sucking
foot?
A thumb. No, no, no. People just sucking thumb randomly. Like,
wait a minute. You bring up a great subject.
What?
Sort of.
Thumb sucking?
No, frickin' adults with pacifiers. Remember when that was a trend? I swear to God.
No.
The candy ones I've seen.
No, they're like people with pacifiers.
There's real pacifiers? Like
dude,
baby pacifiers?
Dude, I saw that.
Is that like a drug thing?
I don't know. Oh, that's...
I feel like that is like an ecstasy thing or like something.
Oh, my God. Maybe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Psychotic. What about the comb in the fro?
I never understand
that's been
that.
Around forever.
I know,
yeah,
but
it's
that's
still happening.
So odd.
It is odd.
It is really odd. What's the deal with that? What does that mean?
I don't know, but
I
love
know.
That drummer from The Roots. You know, he's like a really great guy, and he's up there like freaking doing his shit, and it's so good. And he's got the goddamn comb sticking out.
You never
know
when you're going to need to style.
I guess so.
You're always prepared. You know,
and why the pick? Like, what? I mean, why not like a comb?
Yeah, if you have a fro,
well,
you
can't. I mean,
use
imagine if you're using a comb and it's long and
yeah.
and pointed, and then you poke someone's eye out, then you got probs.
Well, the picks usually have an end.
Yeah.
Is it probs?
But it's not. It's not.
Like
it's trubs? Like a. Yeah, sort of.
Probs and trubs.
When I used to have, back in the day, my mom made me get this Jerry curl when I was like in third grade. I'm not kidding. I was so upset about this.
Yeah.
Like I was really legit upset.
Please explain it. What
she,
a Jerry curl
she
is.
She thought.
Nope.
Oh, everyone knows.
But just explain
Soul
it.
Soul glow. What about just so glow? Everyone knows. Permanent curl. Hurting, wet, dripping, oily, gross all the time, big fro. So I had a Jerry curl from like age 8 to like age 10. The most horrible, horrible thing in the world.
I have no idea what that looks like.
I'll bring you a picture.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That could be fun.
It's not a pretty thing. It's disgusting. And I had to use the pick instead of like a normal brush because that's what you did. You like would put like oil in it or wet stuff in it, and then you'd pick it, and it's gross. I hated it. The worst thing ever.
Pick it,
yeah. But girls, people don't get Jerry curls anymore unless they're like really special.
Did your mother determine your hairstyle up to a certain age?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
I had bangs till 9th grade.
You did?
Yes.
I had,
and then the rebellion started.
Oh,
and
the
then
rebellion
15,
started.
I started dyeing my hair, and that was the end of that, man.
Mm-hmm. I had like these two buns, but I had them like up here, so they look like ears.
Oh.
For like a really long time. Every day.
I'm trying to remember like a strange hair thing I had.
Like no bangs or anything, just the buns.
What about this guy's shocker? My mom used to what? Curl my hair.
Oh, that is a shocker.
Yeah.
With
hot
curlers?
For those of you that don't know me, yes, I am an expert with hot rollers.
You are an expert with the hot rollers.
Yes.
I used to wear rollers to bed.
Oh, God.
What's up
really?
With that?
Mm-hmm.
That must have been tough.
It's just something I was used to.
Yeah.
I would roll the hair before bed, and I would go to sleep with it. And it was just like,
oh,
I was
you mean
to.
You would roll it in those little pin curls?
No. I had like rollers that were like this thick. And I'd roll the front, and then I'd roll the sides, and I'd roll the back, and I'd put like a net over it or a silk scarf, and then I'd go to sleep.
Oh, my Lord. At what age was this?
This is probably until I was like 15. And when I was 15, I started doing... the straightening, flat iron.
Okay.
So when the flat iron did, I would do the hair like in reverse, like swirl this way, and then I would put the thing, like the silk scarf on it and go to sleep.
Yeah.
And then in the morning I'd get up and I'd flat iron it again.
Oh my God.
It was really
like a lot of work.
It was a lot of work.
Well, when I first met Kay.
Horrible.
She was wearing red, I remember.
I was wearing red? What was I wearing?
I don't know, but it
probably
it
the
was,
trash
it
now.
It was red, and we went to Uno's, remember, with the whole gang of new recruits at Longy School of Music. And
class of 2002 people.
Yes.
Master's Music.
Yes. Woohoo, both of us.
Woo!
Anyway. So, but you wore your hair like really in elaborate kind of updos,
mm-hmm.
and it was definitely probably flat iron and then some of it hot rollered.
It was
or
really high maintenance.
Curling ironed or something.
I had like two curling irons. I had a hair dryer and a flat iron. It was really high maintenance. And the dryer had the comb on it. So when I would dry, I'd dry it straight with the comb. And then I have to curl it, and then I flat iron it. It was so much hair abuse. It was not even funny.
Oh, my God. Do you remember when Brenna and
do.
I had
a lot of work.
An intervention with you about your hair?
No.
We did.
Why?
We were like, it's so beautiful, natural. Why don't you start doing that? We like had this whole discussion with you for like an hour.
Oh, my goodness. I don't remember this at all.
You blocked it out.
I blocked a lot of my first year out. It was interesting.
Oh, it didn't happen the first year. You started changing it, what, towards the end of grad school.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't remember when exactly
you wore
I made the transition.
You wore high maintenance for a couple of years.
It was horrible.
No, it wasn't horrible.
Just... Well, it was, now, when I'm looking back on it, it was difficult. It was a really high maintenance situation.
Oh.
And I could never go back to that. I would never do that again. Like, I just get in the shower, wash my hair, and go now. I don't have a hair dryer. I don't have a hair curler. I have nothing. It is what it is. Derek, what do you do in the morning?
I pretty much just, I have like product and go. Like, I just got like a little something in the hair, like either a gel or, what is that stuff I got, like putty?
Putty?
Yeah.
Oh, you have pomade.
Oh, pomade.
I use
pomade.
That. And then I go, I let it set when it's wet and just go.
Yeah, you go.
Yeah, no hair dryer.
But you do stuff, though, don't you? You get your little high maintenance with the curlers.
Yeah.
Yeah. When do you do that? Do you do that before you go, after the shower?
Okay, yeah. So my whole deal, like, usually I...
Your eyebrows look amazing, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I usually shower, and then I put... Well, first of all, I make sure my hair is really detangled, so I brush it out after the shower, like completely with a soft comb, nothing mm-hmm. that will really tear at it. And then I usually put like a product in it that will help reduce frizz. And then I blow dry it in sections, and I probably have that down to about 6 minutes. Like,
wow.
Really
six
efficient.
Minutes.
Yeah.
That's very efficient.
And then I have rollers that heat up in 30 seconds, and I put about... Six in, and I leave them in for like less than a minute. And nowadays, I don't really tease anymore. I just leave it really sculpted, and that's about it. And I'm trying to use hairspray less for the sake of my health and my husband.
I still love hairspray, but I don't use aerosol hairsprays. I have to do the pump hairspray.
Well, if
I know this,
I'm sorry, environment, but usually for big recitals, concerts, operas, or whatever,
you use a whole can.
You have no, of course not. No,
you're
no,
not like
no,
Snooki
no.
from
no, but
from
yeah,
Jersey
but
Shore.
You have to use usually an aerosol when you've got like something major that you need the hair to hold all day.
Mm.
You know,
I find the aerosol doesn't agree with me. And my hair.
Well, unfortunately,
what about you, Derek?
I don't
use the aerosol
quite, no,
or the pump.
I don't use any of that stuff. I'm back to
there.
The putty.
Putty.
Putty. That's what I really use.
Hair putty.
I've used, I don't know, what is it, bedhead, stuff like that in
the
past.
Oh, that's a fancy stuff.
I like bedhead a lot, too.
Is it Paul Mitchell? Is that the one I use now? I don't know. I get a few different ones.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bedhead's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know what? We should probably take a break at this point.
Oh, we
my
should?
Gosh.
Oh, okay.
We're probably up on a break.
Well, when we come back, we can talk about Christmas number two. That
Christmas
I had
number two?
Today.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's exciting.
Christmas number two.
Maybe we should talk about Boston cabbies, too.
Oh, you have a lot of talk
about
that.
Did you have a cabbie thing? Oh, yeah, you
have
a cabbie thing.
I have two cabbie stories since the first.
All right.
Oh,
that's,
goodness.
Well, that's what we call a teaser.
All right, that's
we'll get
a teaser.
To that after the break.
Christmas number two and cabbie stories.
And Christmas number two. We'll
after
be right back after this.
This is the Darrington Case Show.
Hi there. Are you a large person, pleasantly plump, a little on the hefty side perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want. Because at Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat Stores, we've got you covered. That's right. Fine woolen. And woolen blend suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky, stop, extra stop, and the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Mellon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people. Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat, 150 locations across America. Lou, did you see the new spot?
Yeah, I seen it.
Do I look fat in it?
You could lose a couple of pounds.
I gotta get bigger actors.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Darrington Kay Show. Hey yo, it is the Derek McKay Show. We are back.
You can call the Derek McKay Show at 661-467-2416. Follow our blog at derekmckay.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at DK Radio Show. What was that?
Bird.
Is
I had a bird sound
noise?
Effect, but it crashed.
Okay.
Sorry.
It crashed?
Try what you do.
That's
I'll
right.
do that for now.
Yeah, we need a tweet noise.
I had one.
Oh, you did?
I had one
What's
right
that?
At the beginning of the show.
Oh, that's Sarah.
Hi.
And you can email us at dkradioshow.
Oh, I forgot about that.
At gmail.com.
There you go. Thank you. dkradioshow@gmail.com. And you know there's a Pats game going on when there are three fat chicks in front of your apartment building smoking and wearing Pats jerseys.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're hot.
You know
really?
That. You
yeah.
know that's someone's
Do they know
fantasy.
That?
Is it? You know, it probably is.
Do they know God. It's that this is Fenway Park?
Oh.
Is that, they're in the wrong space.
Do you think they're confused?
Might be.
Maybe not. But I think they were at Game On, though.
They were at Game On. Party On,
maybe
Game
not.
On.
Actually, I think maybe more the chances they are at Boston Beer Works.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess people hang out here and watch games.
They seem like beer-drinking chicks.
The old fatties.
They were a little bit fatties. Anyway, an update. At 6:27, this is my update from Google. I really don't know if this is real time. Not looking too good. Jets 14, Patriots 3.
Come on, Pat.
Is this a home game? Yeah, right?
It is a home game.
Come on, Brady.
Being that I'm a Redskins fan, I really don't care about this. But my husband informed me that if the Pats lose today, I'm not to talk to him for the rest of the evening.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
That's pretty serious.
I just follow orders. So I'll be like, you know, watching Sex and the City or something, or like, you know, practicing some
personal. Something
else. Yeah, I'll be doing something. Speaking of the husband, I visited my in-laws today for Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
For belated Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very exciting. So there were lots of children there. And before we went to the Christmas house of my in-laws, we went to a Walmart.
Oh.
Just you and Tom?
Yes.
I mean, should I play?
Have you ever been to a Walmart?
It's been a long time for me.
I went to one down in Texas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
That's where it's real serious.
Is it frightening?
It's a culture of its own.
Frightening. Have you been to a Walmart, Derek?
Not recently. It's a big difference from Target, isn't it?
It's like a scary place. So there's like, you can get your hair done.
Groceries.
You can get your nails done.
All the
ones. You can
do your banking.
You can do your
banking.
The big ones. You can get your taxes done. You can buy clothes. But right next to the clothing department was the grocery department. You can get toys. You can get ammo. You can get your car. Yeah.
Wow.
You can get your car done something to. You can buy toys, and we were in the toy section because we were buying gifts for the nephews and nieces, and there was like the one token black Barbie there in the New Hampshire Walmart. I looked for her too. I looked all around. I'm like, where's the token black Barbie?
Oh boy!
And I'm like, oh, there she is. And just to be clear, she was the same price as the other Barbies.
Oh, that's probably good.
There has been some controversy in the past. About the black Barbies being a lower price than the white Barbies.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's not right.
It's true.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah, so the Walmart was really
creepy. I think I'm rendered speechless.
It's true.
That.
So we the only thing we bought there for ourselves was a doormat, because I've been getting bitter that there's been salt and growth in the entryway.
Stuff tracks up.
Yeah. So the doormat says, wipe your paws.
Oh, it does?
Yes. Wipe your paws.
Oh, it actually says that.
Yeah, it says wipe your paws.
Oh, I like that. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's very cheesy.
Hopefully Paddington will follow.
Yeah, I think he will. Yeah. I think he will. He's actually really good at wiping his paws.
Well, that's good. That's
he wipes
good.
His paws after he's been in a litter box quite often.
He goes a little crazy with
that. It's a little bit OCD with it. He's wiping the paws. Where are you going?
Speaking of paws, where's our mascot?
Oh, assistant
producer. Oh, assistant producer Leo. I don't know. Where did he go?
Well, he's hiding out.
He's in the can.
Did he not? Oh, maybe he's in the box over on the
he
side.
He might be
here.
In the box. Looking for Leo.
Yeah.
Oh, is he in the pizza box?
Oh, he's
no,
so
he's,
cute.
He's in this little tiny box. It's way too small for him.
I think he just likes
there.
To feel nestled or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's like in a little nest.
Yeah,
kind of
yeah,
cute,
yeah.
Right?
He's remembering the times.
He's remembering the times. Yeah.
I like that he's in a box that doesn't fit him. That's the best.
Such a cat thing.
It
they
is.
Always,
they love to get
in
small
in
boxes.
Any size box. Pretty crazy.
They don't have an idea of what their body size is, really.
They just try to get it in the box.
Yeah. But I received some nice gifts. And I received a personal clothing steamer, which I asked for.
Oh, wow.
And
oh,
wow. iTunes gift certificate. It was very good. I was very pleased.
That's really cool.
Oh, can we turn the Christmas music back on?
Oh, the Christmas music. Sure.
Yeah, because we have Derek's Everlasting Christmas number 2 gift coming up. Here it is. Right here.
This is great. You know, it's every week I get a gift. Every week I get a Christmas present.
Every week Derek gets a Christmas present.
This is really great.
Yeah. Last week we got some simple syrup.
Yeah, it smells. I haven't made anything with it, but I was hoping last night, but I didn't think of.
By the way, I was really hoping
maybe
to
tonight.
Use that eucalyptus some... scrub you made.
Oh, what happened?
No, I just didn't have time today. So
yeah, it's kind of a luxurious,
yes,
indulgent process.
But I am really looking forward to it.
I've used it.
I'm really, and I'm sure it makes your skin very smooth.
It does. It's fabulous.
That's exciting.
Uh oh, it's a little bit. All right, so Christmas present number 2 is actual vodka.
Whoa!
And this is right.
This took time to infuse, so I had to wait for this one.
This
is lemon and ginger infused vodka.
Wait,
wow.
Can you make that?
Let's take a look
yes.
at this.
That's why it's
you
a little.
Made that?
Yes, that's why it's a little bit yellow.
Wow!
Oh my
yes.
God! I'm so impressed.
Lemon and ginger
yes.
infused vodka. Well, this will go well with,
okay,
with the simple syrup.
I kept tasting it all week.
Why don't you start
really?
Some
yes.
products?
Can,
and
I can
start
smell this
selling
one.
Selling them on Etsy.
I've thought about it.
It might be illegal to sell booze.
You can do the
problem.
Scrubs.
Yeah, the scrubs I can
yeah.
do. Yeah. And the marshmallows.
These nice bottles with the, what do you call these things? The flip top thing?
Oh, the swing seal or
awesome.
Swing lid.
Oh, are you going to take a
it
swig?
Good.
I'm not going to.
You want a shot of that?
Well, maybe I should try a shot.
Maybe we should
take a
drink
swig.
For second,
yeah,
second
I'll put
half
a little
of the show.
Wait, I just want to smell it here.
Yeah, smell
it.
Go ahead. Lemonade.
Oh, it smells really good. Sir, you
want good, right?
That wasn't me. Hey, sir, you want to smell that? I can get little shot glasses. Have a little one. It smells really good.
It smells good, right?
It smells good. It
yeah.
smells good.
I think one
good,
more.
Good.
One more whiff of that.
Very good. Very good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, lemony, gingery.
Should I get a little bit of it?
Yeah, you want to try a little bit?
Let's see. Let me reach over there to the shot glass. Joy.
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 Yeah. You see, there's the
yeah, that's
simple syrup. It's
simple
really
syrup.
Good.
Joy.
Again, with the ginger.
Yeah.
It's ginger. What else did I put in there? What's it say on the front? Ginger, cardamom. No, not cardamom. Clove and
grapefruit.
Oh, grapefruit.
There's
that's
that
right.
There. This is just simple syrup, though.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good times with homemade gifts. I
right.
love it.
That's really cool. That's,
love
I'm
it.
I'm not going to do a full shot here because, you know, we got a lot more show coming up.
We got a lot more show coming up.
Hey, it's most professional.
Hey, where's Kyle? Why isn't he calling?
Yeah, Kyle.
I know he's not watching the past.
I don't think he's a football fan.
I don't
Kyle?
Think he's a football. Kyle.
Oh, Kyle?
Where's Kyle?
Hey, gorgeous.
That's Kyle. He's our
he's
number
our
one
caller
fan.
Caller from 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah, we love Kyle.
Where is Kyle?
Kyle
living?
Kyle and friends.
Hey,
Kyle,
gorgeous.
Kyle's from Pennsylvania.
I'm going to do a little swig of this here.
A little swig of the
a little sampling.
Nice. How's that going down? Oh, yeah.
What the hell does that glass? Oh, I thought it said C. Pistachio.
What?
Wow, it's good.
Is that good?
It's good on its own.
Yeah, I drank some of it. It was yummy. I thought it said sea pistachio, too, but it says
sea pistachio. All right, let me try a little.
Where is it? You want a little bit?
Sea pistachio.
Sea pistachio.
Woo!
That's good, right?
Good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sea pistachio.
Well, let me give you the right one. You don't want the simple syrup.
No. I'm going on vacation to sea pistachio.
Me too.
Yeah,
man.
I love that
do
place.
Do it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I heard that cabins run about $1,000 a week there, but you know what?
Oh, you're spilling.
We'll pull it up. Whoa. I thought you were still stable, man.
Oh. Don't spill that stuff.
I had a really good time.
Right. It's yummy. It's so good. Drinking vodka on the show at 6:35.
Oh, my gosh.
Is it really good?
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good, right? That's about a...
I'm impressed. Will you make me one that's just ginger?
Yes, I will.
I would really love that.
Oh, wait. When Tom made me that martini that time...
Oh, that is good on its own, isn't it?
It's really
good.
Oh,
it's fucking awesome.
I didn't know. Have we graduated to fuckanese on the show?
I don't know. It slipped out.
That's all right.
I try not to, but it just slipped out.
So
I'm drinking, and the show.
It's a drinking show.
Like graduate drinking show.
So, wait a minute. So when Tom made that ginger martini, it was
good.
It was sky vodka, right? Ginger sky vodka.
Yeah.
And what else is in that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember that. That was a long time ago.
No, you know how to make them, though. The ginger martinis.
They were simple syrup.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Good quality.
We could probably do that, like, later with that stuff.
All right, so it's like ginger vodka.
Yeah, why not?
Simple syrup and what else?
Probably some lime.
Do you put tonic in that? No.
No, not a martini.
I don't know. Okay. And then you sugar the rim.
I'm mixing it with my...
I think you sugared the rim.
Oh, sugar the rim, that's right.
I like the sugar the rim.
Oh, and then you know it would be awesome. Okay, that's
it's cocktail coffee.
And then you've got
Schultz.
Anytime people burp, we say Schultz. Anyway, so what...
Schultz.
That is gross.
So what...
Don't play that anymore.
Stop.
You want to smell this?
Enough basement.
It's cocktail talk here on the Derek and Kay Show.
Nice.
I'm mixing it here with my chestnut tea.
Oh, that's awesome. Do it.
Which I'll probably have a second infusion of later on the show.
Wait.
What is that for?
Oh, I lost my train of
tea.
Thought.
That's for tea? Great.
I love the tea. I'm telling you,
or
Kay,
train of
I
thought. Either
should,
way,
I think you should start your own line of products. You know,
yeah,
would
these
be
are
awesome.
Great
homemade products.
Ginger chewy cookies. You know, like ginger chew sugar cookies with ginger in them. I know what I was going to say. The martini. We should put fresh ginger in it.
That may be a little intense.
No.
Oh,
just
like in the vodka?
Just like a sliver of it. No, in the
just
martini.
Drop
just,
it in.
Yeah,
that could be good.
Do you know what would be really good?
What's that?
Candied ginger.
Oh,
awesome.
That's it.
That involves hot sugar makes me so nervous when I'm making marshmallows and I like have to carry the hot sugar to the mixer. I'm always like, is Paddington around?
Oh, it's dangerous.
Is Pat around?
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, I'm careful.
Because that will stick on you. And
it's like 250 degrees. It's hot.
Yeah.
You got to be careful with that.
So, non sequitur, let's talk Boston cab drivers.
Boston cab drivers.
Oh, that's right.
We
had some issues.
We had
a
good time
on Facebook.
We had a great time on New Year's Eve. We didn't tell you about that.
What do you mean? Leaving my place?
Yeah.
All right, let's hear. share the shizzle.
Well, we shared a cab, and it was a lot of stop and go. It was like you were in a boat, and they turn off the engine in the ocean.
Yeah,
what do you mean?
He kept braking. He was going
breaking
real fast
gas,
and then
braking gas,
back and
breaking
forth.
Breaking gas. It was awful. I was like, can I get any more motion
sickness
in the car?
Yeah, it was really bad.
Oh, God.
And it was like 5 minutes away from home, and I'm like, I almost want to get out and walk.
Was Tom passed out?
No. He holds his liquor very well.
He does.
Not like me.
Mm.
Not like
poor
me.
Baby.
So I'm a lightweight, and I go very slow.
Dude.
It's one glass of wine, and I'm down.
I don't know what it is with Boston cabbies.
You've had some issues.
Yeah,
lately,
my my track record this year thus far has not been so hot.
Yeah, I saw some Facebook action.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was going to Belmont a couple weeks ago, so I picked up the it's like the Cambridge Belmont line, right? So I pick up a cab in Harvard Square in front of Bank of America.
Where all the cab stands are.
Pretty
That's
good.
Right. In front of Bank of America. Please keep that in mind, peeps. So anyway, great show, great peeps. Anyway, so so the cab takes me to, you know, Cambridge Belmont line. And I hand him a 20 and he's like, "What, you don't have change?"
Who's got change?
Didn't have a change for a 20 and a cab?
So he got pissed. He's like, "Everybody I drop off gives me 20. I don't have change for this and
what?
This, that." And
how's that your problem?
And
that's so common.
That's exactly what I said. I said, "Excuse me, how is this my problem?" And he's like, "Everybody gives me 20s. I don't have change. I don't know why this happens. I just don't have change." And I
sound like he's on his period or something.
I said, "You were the one parked in front of the bank."
Oh, he's parked in front of the bank.
While you're twiddling, I said, "In this economy," I said, "I would think you'd be glad for the ride." And then he like totally backed down.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. Good for you.
He like totally backed down. And then I was in a rush and I'm like, "All right, let me dig deeper around in my purse." And I was so pissed. And I usually tip really well, but I didn't this time.
Of course not.
So angry.
It's not like he handed him $100 or something.
He was like, you know, it was like my problem that I didn't have change. How ridiculous is that? It's like, you know what? This is your job. Go to the bank before you start your shift.
Of course.
Or in the middle of your shift.
Yeah,
you
gotta
change somewhere. You were the one parked in front of the bank for hours.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and by the way, if he doesn't have change for a 20, I mean, would he have any change? I mean,
he's redonk. I don't know.
I hate cabs sometimes. A cab driver threw money back at me one time.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was unbelievable. He took like the long way to the barn. I remember this was when I was riding at the barn.
I was teaching there.
And he took like the long way around. And I'm like, "Hey, man, I could have, you know, gone another way." I'm like, "Can we go? Can I just get off here? I don't really have the money to, like, you know, ride around Quincy."
Yeah, yeah.
And he like got all pissed. And was like, and I gave him, you know, money, and I was like, and he threw the money back at me, and he goes, "You people are all alike." And blah, blah, blah,
you
blah, blah, blah.
People?
Yes, you people. Like,
what's that about?
It's like the what's her name? It's like that drop, like the white people are so scared.
Oh, Ani DeFranco. Yeah.
It's like the Ani DeFranco moment. Yeah.
White people are so scared.
You people.
Black people.
Yeah, it was like that moment. It was unbelievable.
Wow.
Yes. So. It's always fun getting in a cab.
That's shocking, too.
Yes, but I've had many good cab rides.
Oh, wait, but here's the other one.
Uh-oh.
So this one just happened the other day. I was going to Boston Medical Center for an appointment. They have a wonderful otolaryngology appointment department there, people, by the way, for those of you singers. They have this really world-renowned voice doctor in that nobody even knows about yet, and I've been seeing him. He's fantastic. Anyway, long story short, I get in the cab in front of the Marriott in Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right after the storm.
And the
guy is like really parked kind of on the near the snowbank, and I kind of motioned for him to please pull out, you know? And he like just stayed there.
Oh, you couldn't get in? Like you couldn't.
So I had to step in some mounds of snow to get in like the cab. And then I get in, and I said, "Boston Medical Center." And he's like, "Oh."
What?
And I said, "Please." So then he freaking drives. And, you know, I can tell. I'm like, this son of a bitch. You know?
What's with the attitude
so,
of
I know.
People?
Attitude
so we go.
Cab.
So he's going along. We go over the Mass Ave Bridge. Bingo. Gets pulled over for going 48 in a 33? Whatever. Gets pulled over right off the Mass Ave Bridge. I'm waiting. I'm like, this is bullshit. But it was a very, very dense area of traffic for me to get out of the cab.
Oh, no.
So I just gave
him. You got out there?
Yeah, I gave him some money, and I'm like, you know, I'm not waiting for this.
That's
and,
awful.
I was so ripped. Like, I'm like, how can people not appreciate
the business?
Right.
I don't know. Something must have happened.
Yeah.
You know, like, people get...
Like you're bothering them.
He did say he was sorry that we got pulled over, but I was like, dude,
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Come on.
It's so ridiculous. Like, a cab shouldn't get pulled over.
Well, and then you know about the time with Rod, right? This is the angriest I've ever seen my
husband. No, what happened?
So we were going... I don't remember where, but we were waiting for a cab. It was when we were living over on Franklin Street.
Y'all?
And we're waiting and waiting and waiting. And the cab was waiting for us a block away. We saw him. And we kept motioned him, please come over. And he wouldn't. So we walked the block to the cab, and it was for us. And he was parked at the wrong address. We said, why aren't you parked over there? And he's like, this is what I was told, blah, blah. So he starts yelling. So I give him... In the meantime, while Rod is walking to the other side to get in, I gave him the address,
mm-hmm.
and then I said it again. I, like, repeated it. And he said, I heard you the first time. And then Rod got in, and he's like, are you yelling at my wife?
Oh, boy.
And, oh, my God. So they start going at it, and then Rod is like, fuck you, man. Let me the fuck out of this cab. And, like,
wow.
We got out, like, and the guy wasn't going to stop. And Rod was so...
He wasn't going to stop?
No, and Rod was off his charts, like, let's get out, man, and go. And anyway, but the guy let us out, and I was really upset. I mean,
that's rough.
I had never seen Rod that upset in my life.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I think the cabbie was on something, too.
Well... Props to him for standing up for you.
Oh, yeah. That's
very
romantic. He was livid. He was livid.
Aww.
Well, sure. Yeah.
It's really
crazy out there.
That's
crazy
experiences, man.
Oh, my God.
I've had some good ones, too. Like, have you ever... I mean, I've been taking cabs long enough in Boston that I've had a couple of them the same time, several times.
Oh, really?
There's
That's
one...
never happened to me. I've never gotten the same guy
I've
twice.
Never seen
There's
that.
There's one cabbie... who plays classical music and
really?
Keeps his cab immaculate. And he's a very jovial fellow.
That's awesome.
He's great. So, you know, you never know.
Huh. I mean, I've taken a cab to the airport once where the guy was, like, completely awesome and, like, talking to me the whole time.
Yeah, some of them
really
can be
cool.
Fun.
Yeah, some of them you do talk to.
Yeah.
And they're cool. They're, like, they're happy and they're cool.
Yeah,
that's always
happy.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, I've gotten a lot of bad stuff, too. Speaking of cars...
Oh, no.
The
oh, my
storm
gosh.
Was really fantastic and very impressive.
Yeah, we had a snow day. It was like a winter wonderland out there.
And the weight of the snow caused the very largest branch from the very highest point of a tree that my husband's car was parked under to fall and completely pwn it.
Oh, my.
We were very surprised that the insurance company did not total it.
Mm-hmm.
But they towed it away to Michael J. Hines Auto Repair Shop in Chestnut Hill.
Number three.
So, but we're going to find out what happens on the 18th because we think it should be totaled, but the insurance guy didn't total it. But it's the frame, part of the frame is bent. The windshield is cracked.
Oh, really? That's questionable if the frame is bent.
Oh, wow. If the frame is bent. Yeah.
Yeah. The side view mirror is all broken. It is
A show.
Yeah. I told my dad this story.
I'm surprised we didn't hear it.
Yeah, that'd probably be pretty loud.
Yeah. It was, like, really the highest branch you could have seen.
Was Tom livid?
No, he actually laughed.
He laughed?
Yeah.
I could see him doing that.
I would have cried.
Get to school?
I would have cried. He's a rental car. Rental car. We called.
But you probably didn't discover till the next day, right?
No? Well, no, there was a school day also on Thursday.
There's two in a row?
Yeah.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
School was closed on Wednesday and Thursday. So it happened on Tuesday night, during the night.
Okay.
Wednesday, our neighbors came and knocked on a door, and we discovered it. So Wednesday, we called the insurance company and arranged for the rental car. And the rental car came, and he parked it somewhere. I don't know. And then he drove it until the car was towed away.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how hard it is
having
a car right now, this time of year, like where to park, dig the spot out, all that.
Do you
that.
Know I have a place marker? It's the worst thing ever. And it's my indoor recycling bin.
Oh, is that what you're using now?
Yeah, because I got a new one. I got a new big black recycling bin. Like, it's huge. And now it's outside because I don't want to talk about this really. But first, my beloved white bench was outside, and I had to remove it because my husband mistakenly put it out.
Yeah.
And I heard about it. it over the phone via Derek when he came into
the
place of my work.
And were you like having a heart attack?
I was really upset because I don't want that bench to get ruined. I love it, you know, because weather ruins wood, untreated wood.
And painted and all that
painted,
stuff. It's really not great for
it. It came from Pier 1. It was like the first piece of furniture I ever bought for myself. So we had some words over it. But now the Omber recycling bin is there.
Well, that's good.
And I guess it's not cool to have it out 24 hours after the storm.
Yeah, it's only a certain amount of time you can do that, I from what I understand.
But we're desperate.
Yeah.
And I need that spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wonder if I'm going to get towed away today.
I just imagine it must
or
be
a
bitch
it's
to
awful.
Have a car this
it's
time
awful.
Of year.
It's awful,
yeah.
awful.
Yeah.
And our street isn't plowed very well either. You know, it's a winter wonderland driving down my street. It's like all slippery. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to cry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We had a rental car yesterday and driving, like, through Cambridgeport. You know, we went to Connecticut yesterday and just getting out to the pike, like, driving through Cambridgeport.
Is it horrible?
Unbelievable.
Very
some of those
slippery.
Yeah,
streets.
The snow.
Like, some of those little streets off of River Street and stuff, I was like, are you
slippery?
Kidding me?
Yeah, our street was not plowed well, and it's like, it's a little side street.
Even
it's like
this weekend.
Really scary driving down. Yeah.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah, it's tough for me, too, in the winter. I have to roll down the window, and, you know, it's cold when the wind comes in.
Yeah.
When you open the garage door.
Yeah, it's rough.
It's kind of tough.
It's really
rough
for you.
Yeah, actually.
yeah. I was like, you beat me to it. Yeah. That's really rough for you in your garage where your car is protected from all the wind and rain and snow.
It's pretty nice, but I'll tell you, like, a pipe could fall down, you know, from the ceiling.
Yeah,
you never know what
can
happen.
All the way from the ceiling, the 8-foot ceiling. Yeah, that's far. This tree fell, no joke, 500 feet up probably.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Really high.
It was really high.
I can't believe you didn't hear it.
I'm sure the car
I can't believe we didn't hear it either because it was like a 100-pound branch. It was a big mofo.
Wow.
I saw it. I'm like, oh. And at first, the neighbors thought it was my car, and I would have
oh, my gosh.
Cried.
That would have been it.
Of course you. Yeah.
Because that would have been the third time something happened to my car in 6 months.
Yeah.
I would have like legit cried.
It really could have been.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it was not good. Should we take another break?
We should probably take a break.
Okay.
Wait.
Time's flying by.
It's 5 minutes to 7.
I know. Well, we got the entertainment news to get to. We got the weird news.
That's true.
No, wait.
And I got to get more tea.
It's the show till 7 or 8.
Oh, we're broadcasting to 8 tonight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
my God.
So you have another hour to call us and chime in. Kyle, where are you?
Hey, gorgeous.
There he is.
All right. We'll be right back after this with some weird news.
I need more tea.
This is the Darrington K Show. Ever find yourself sitting around wondering, hey, what are we going to do tonight? Well, wonder no more, because you can get ripped if you go down to the 7-Eleven and pick up Lysol spray. Either unscented or plain. Of course, you can't get it in the Brock at General Store, but you can just zip into Cardston and get some at the Red Rooster. And if you're looking for something hot, listen, take it from one who knows. So how can you argue with that? Get down to the Red Rooster store in Cardston and pick up your can of Lysol today. Either regular or fresh scent too that comes in the blue can. This is Ernie Crying Head for Lysol. This is the Darrington K Show.
Call the Darrington K Show at 661-467-2416.
The future is now the Darrington K Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, yo. We are back.
You can contact the show at dkradioshow at gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derrickandkate.blogspot.com and call the show live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you don't have a cell phone or Skype. We've said that for the last 3 weeks. Don't understand it if you are paying long distance fees for anything nowadays.
Yeah, that's just crazy. But do give us a call. We want to hear from you.
Please do give us a call if you're not watching the Patriots. Let's get an update on that, shall we?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to reload the browser here. Let's see. Patriots. Oh, Patriots 11, Jets 14 still. So coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back. It's a nail biter, folks.
It's a close one out there.
Yeah.
All right, well, I got some weird news for us.
I am really excited for the weird news.
Not a lot, but there's some good ones.
All right.
We got a Wisconsin woman that finds $280,000 worth of
cheese?
Drugs.
Of what?
No.
Drugs?
Drugs.
Drugs. Oh, okay.
And a vacuum cleaner.
And wow. A vacuum cleaner.
In a vacuum cleaner.
Oh, in a vacuum cleaner.
This
I thought
woman...
you said she found the drugs and a vacuum cleaner.
No.
That's really special.
It was inside.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a very good Christmas present, perhaps. It was a refurbished vacuum cleaner from her family.
That is a crappy Christmas gift.
I mean, a vacuum cleaner is not the best gift for Christmas.
Hey,
but...
hey, I got a vacuum cleaner
well,
for Christmas last year.
From your family. I mean, no, I understand you get the special one. But she found 2 pounds of crystal meth.
Awesome.
2.2 pounds of cocaine.
Sweet.
Inside a shrink wrap box inside the vacuum cleaner.
What are you talking
sounds
about?
Like,
this is an amazing gift.
Well,
sounds
yeah,
like...
the estimated street value was
$280,000. Wow.
That sounds like Halloween.
And that's what's happening in Wisconsin.
Halloween.
Drug-o-ween.
Drug-o-ween. I think that sounds like an amazing gift. She could have sold it on the street and basically like win the lottery.
Well, there's a follow-up story to this.
Uh-oh.
She ended up turning half of it in.
Half.
And she kept the rest. She likes a little Coke.
Ew.
So she's got the rest.
I see.
With the Coke up?
Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
I'm just kidding. No,
okay. She turned all of it in?
I guess she brought it to the authorities, I guess.
Would you do that?
Well, what are you going to do with it?
I guess.
What are you going to, like, go
I guess
out in the
gotta
street?
I guess you've got to turn it in.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, go on the street's kind of dangerous. It's like a windfall.
It's too bad it wasn't, like, cash.
Yeah, cash would have been great. I would have kept the cash.
You know what's crazy is, like, if you've legitimately been in the hospital and you get, like, codeine or Tylenol 3 or
yep.
any of that shit, like, some of the hardcore narcotics.
I got maybe the one of the hardest core narcotics ever.
Yeah, and the crazy thing
surgery.
Is you could sell that on the street for serious dough.
You could. I don't like the way it made me feel, though.
But that's just wrong.
I had been given Dilaudid.
Oh, yes. I remember
it
when we visited you.
Just made me fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, they gave me the thing. They were like, press the button to increase your dose. Mm. I never pressed that. They made me press the button once to
mm-hmm.
test it,
mm-hmm.
and I pressed the button and fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Who wants that? I want to be awake and having fun, surfing
well,
the internet.
You're a tiny little thing, you know?
Oh.
I can imagine.
So I never pressed the damn button. And Derek saw me get injected with Dilaudid, too. Just made me fall asleep, right? Made me pass out?
Pretty
had
much.
When
that's
I,
the point I thought we were going to play.
When I had a kidney stone, when I had a kidney stone in 2000, they had me on Demerol and Tylox, man.
Oh.
I was
sounds terrible.
So
were you whacked
sick.
Out?
So sick.
Oh, really?
I had to go back to the hospital and get an IV filled with fluid because I got so dehydrated from vomiting so much from the narcotic.
That sounds horrible.
Oh, it was awful.
All right, I got another one here. We're talking earlier about football. This one has to do with Legos in football.
What?
Wow.
A Lego lover builds a replica of Ohio State Stadium.
Really?
In Columbus, Ohio. This is kind of cool.
Sounds nerdy.
It does sound really nerdy, but
I love Legos.
I love Legos too, right? And I don't know. This is really interesting. I'm not familiar with the stadium, but anyways, he built this replica that was 8x6 feet that has room to house 60,000 Lego people. It's
what?
Actually big enough to house the little Lego people.
So did he build all of
oh my
the little
gosh.
Chairs?
6,000
wow.
little Lego people.
Wait, 60 or 6,000?
I'm sorry, did I say 60?
Yeah.
No, 6,000.
Oh,
6,000. 60 would be really
oh,
big.
60
yeah.
would be,
you wouldn't be able to
incredible.
Fit. No, it's eight by six, so it's, you know, it's pretty big. And then he got all the little Lego people, 6,000.
Wow.
So how long did this retarded project take him?
It took him 1,000 hours over 2 years.
Oh my gosh.
And that's what's happening in Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus, Ohio. I don't even know what that looks like.
I'm curious about the Lego people.
They didn't
have a picture.
People.
We could probably look it up.
I'm very curious about the Lego
people.
That
many Lego people? 6,000?
Well, yes, but I want to know if they're diverse.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
I think they are.
Yeah.
Yeah? Are Lego people diverse?
I'll look it up on Google.
And see if we can find a picture of that stadium.
What's the stadium?
Why people are so scared.
It's Ohio State.
Ohio State?
Uh-huh. Nubs.
Horseshoe Stadium? I don't know. He even made the scoreboard, and he even did
the
like...
Scoreboard?
Scoreboard. Mm-hmm. He's 42 years old, anyways.
Oh, that's...
42?
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like he's got a little extra time on his hands.
A lot of...
Something there?
Yeah, here's the Horseshoe Stadium picture. Shut up. I don't know. Here you go.
Is that... That's not the Lego one, is it?
No, and it's not the Lego one.
Oh, that's pretty crazy.
Oh, okay.
It's a little crazy.
Yeah.
And let's see if Lego people are diverse.
I think they probably are, I hope.
I would hope.
Last week, we looked up the price of ladybugs.
Oh, that's right. I got another Amazon-related story.
Yeah, you can buy ladybugs on Amazon. Do you know that?
No, but I do buy deodorant that comes from Europe.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
That reminds me...
I know. Now I'm one of those super Amazon people like Derek told me to do.
Oh, are you Prime?
I think I'm Amazon Prime.
I mean, Sarah can also order the porn sheep.
Oh, that's right. You could order that. We talked about that
what?
Last week. I don't have the story in front of me, but there's.
Oh,
I think it happened
Stop
in.
It. You
in,
want you
was
know
it Australia?
You want it.
No, it was New Zealand. No, in New Zealand they had this fair, and it was like a farm fair.
Uh-huh.
And
that's right, because that's not where they have gay time.
That's not where they have gay time.
Can we please hear gay time? I'm sorry.
What is that?
I need to hear it. I need to hear gay time right now.
It's so hard to have gay time on your own.
It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
It could
My
be
favorite is the people in the background. In the
Woo!
Woo!
It's so hard to have a gay time.
I love the people in the background.
It could be that whole delicious golden gay time taste.
Gay time!
Golden
gay time!
Gay More
time!
More like a party than an ice cream.
Gay time! Oh, that's my favorite.
Anyways, so they had this fair. We got to let Sarah
absorb the gay
time.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's so hard to have a gay time.
On your own.
Yeah. That's not true. Anyway.
That's what they said.
That's
it's
what the
so
jingle
hard
said.
To have a gay time on your own.
Is it hard to have a gay time on your own?
Apparently. It's so hard to have a gay time
so
on
hard.
Your own. Yes.
Nice beaver.
But what does that mean?
It means it's hard to have a gay time on your own. I don't see why it's not clear.
Is it hard to have a good time on your own?
No, just a gay time.
Okay. So I think it's interpretive.
So that back to the story on that sheep last week.
Yeah. Oh, right. The porn sheep. Yep.
Yeah, so it was a fair. It was like some farming fair. And
farming
I don't
fair.
Know what they do.
Oh,
but
God.
They're handing out prizes to the kids.
Pig feet? Yeah.
Nice.
Feet.
And they were sheep. They were like sex toy sheep. They were blow-up sheep that had, you know, like holes and stuff. They
stop.
Had long, they had
stop
long
it.
Eyelashes. No, I'm not kidding you. And then this kid's walking around with us, and parents really got pissed.
Why did it have long eyelashes?
I don't know, but they're available on Amazon, we found out.
Two holes.
Yeah.
No, okay, that's all right. Let's moving on.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
All right, let's keep this one going.
Derek, you know that card you have up there that
we
says...
We have pigs on this page.
That says drinks with a kick, and there's a sexy-ass woman in a martini glass?
Yeah.
I've heard in the Poconos, you know, they have these, like, Cheese Whiz honeymoon resorts.
Horse exhale?
They have these, like... They have these honeymoon resorts in the Poconos, the Pocono Mountains in Pennsylvania. And apparently they have like martini glass hot tubs for couples.
For real.
For real.
Like it's.
Hey, I've seen those.
You
I've seen
like
those
climb
like on commercials.
Into it, man, and then you can bang inside it or whatever.
You can bang inside it.
Underwater.
You have to do.
But wouldn't it be kind of.
I think doing it underwater.
Is that Katie Morgan?
Messy.
Overrated.
Is that Katie Morgan?
Messy. What?
Is that Katie Morgan, that porn club?
No, it's me.
No. No, who is that?
Me.
Who is it?
It was
no,
recorded.
I don't know.
Just the label of it is...
is that the rainbow guy?
Sex girl.
Sex girl,
oh,
that's the label?
Great.
No, we got the double rainbow guy.
Oh, my God. It's
full on.
Oh.
I love the rainbow guy.
Those go well together.
Yeah, they do.
It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
Got a rainbow orgasm here.
All right, let's keep on this. I got a few more
so hard
weird
to have daytime on your own.
Oh, my
gosh.
I'm going to reel it back in a little bit here.
All right, sorry. We're going off the tracks a little bit. It's second hour starting to get a little bit wacky here.
In Oklahoma, this was a couple weeks ago. We got a boy rescued after a tongue gets stuck on a flagpole.
Like Christmas?
The tongue?
The Christmas
like the goddamn Christmas.
Yeah. Paramedics were able to help the boy by pouring water on his tongue.
How did they do it without laughing? How?
I know. I guess he had a bet with another kid.
Oh, dumb.
And once
dumb.
the boy was freed, he said his brother dared him, actually, to lick the pole.
Wow. Lick the pole.
Yeah, and I guess he had to put some gauze on
it. That brings it back to it's hard to have
like
a daytime on your own. always comes back to that. You can't lick the pole by yourself either, I guess.
That is...
dangerous, licking the pole. You can't. You
can't. Just
licking,
nodding
licking
now.
Licking the pole is so dangerous outside in the cold.
And that's what's happening in Oklahoma.
Should never lick the pole alone.
Damn it.
You shouldn't. It's just dangerous. When I lick the pole, I like to have a friend with me, just in case I get stuck on the pole.
It's probably a good idea to have a friend with you.
Or a cell phone with me.
It's so hard to have I'm stuck to the
Wait, hold on. Wait, stop for 1 second. Does he say chocolate biscuit coating?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Sarah just slugged the mic.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
You show that mic.
All right, let's see if I can go back here.
Wait, I gotta look up this daytime. Wait.
I can play it on here.
It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating.
Chalk and biscuit?
Chocolate.
Wait, I thought he... Okay, stop. Wait, start again. I thought he said chalk and biscuit.
It could be that smooth, soft... Could be that great chalk and biscuit
Golden
coating.
Golden daytime.
Here, let me play it up here. You guys can watch the video.
I'm looking it up on Wikipedia.
Smooth,
toffee
ice cream in the
oh,
center.
You know what it is? It's like a... It's like a chocolate eclair type ice cream snack. So it's got like the little like crumb topping on it, and it's got like a little it's a cake thing, and then it's got a little ice cream in the center.
Right. This is 2 minutes of my life I'm never getting back.
Now that we've played
okay,
it so many times,
it's really important. It's so hard to have a gay time on your
here,
own.
You can watch it here.
I got to see the commercial.
Oh my God.
We're going to put it on the blog at DerekandKWatchBot.com.
I'm shutting down.
All right,
this will be the last time we play it.
Wait, can you turn it around a little bit so I got to see it?
Oh, wait, whoops, isn't it.
What the hell is this?
This is a spoof.
This has nothing to do with ice cream at all.
No, this isn't it.
What is this? Oh my God,
oh
really?
Oh my God.
Is this another? Oh, it's a spoof?
Yeah, it's a spoof, I guess.
Wow. This is,
there's guys on a boat and they're like groping each
other
because
they're
fishing.
And they look like they're having a gay time. Wow. Okay.
That's not what I wanted to show. Hold on a sec.
That's really special.
Oh, this is it. Oh, no. Oh, where is it? It's 30. Oh, this is it.
I'm excited. This is my first time. Let the gay times roll. That's what the video title.
It's so hard to have a gay time on your own.
It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating.
Oh, is it like an 80s commercial?
It looks like it, doesn't it?
Chocolate biscuit.
There's elephants.
Smooth toffee ice cream in the center.
This is so random.
It could be that.
There you go, sir.
Golden gay time. More like a party than an ice cream.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, boy.
Oh, I love it.
So hard to have a gay time.
So are they publicly
favorite.
Traded? I mean.
I think it's in Australia?
Oh, yeah.
Is that where it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like
I mean,
here's what it says on Wikipedia. Golden gay time, cookie crumble in New Zealand. Is an iconic ice cream made by and distributed by Streets Confectionery Company in Australia, mate.
Mm-hmm.
It was created by Nick Marland and first released in the 1960s. It's toffee and vanilla ice cream dipped in chocolate and wrapped in honeycomb biscuits on a wooden pop stick. Its name has survived despite the possible homosexual connotations in modern decades.
My day is not complete without golden gay time.
Freaking love gay time.
Hey, gorgeous.
If we can get our hands on like a box
of gay time,
box
we really
gay
should.
Time, well, I mean, it's impossible because it's like a frozen
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's frozen. We wouldn't be able to get it out.
I guess you guys are going to have to go to New Zealand.
No, Australia.
Or New Zealand.
Is it New Zealand? No. This is Australia. Oh,
yeah,
wait.
But you could,
but
they have it in New Zealand.
In New Zealand, it's not gay time. It's cookie crumble.
Oh. They're much more civilized.
Not nearly as funny. Golden gay time is way better than cookie crumble. Cookie crumble, lame. Golden gay time, funny.
We just have to hook up with Hugh Jackman, right? get him in on this.
I love gay time.
Oh, God. Help us
New Zealand is where they have the sex sheep.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, there's a lot going on.
Also available on Amazon.
For how much? Like 11 something?
I don't know. That reminds me, I have to talk about something else that's now available on Amazon. That's pretty
crazy. Everything on Amazon,
it's
including
really
your
crazy.
Elephant camouflage kit.
Yeah, I looked for that. I couldn't find it.
Oh, you couldn't find it?
Ironically.
You can get a nickel for like $5.44.
Wait, what did you just say?
You can get a nickel for
A
nickel. Nickel. Nickel.
Okay.
Nickel.
I heard you say something.
No,
else.
No, nickel.
Let me try to reel it back in. One more. I'm going to do one more.
We're out of control.
One more.
Just one more.
Weird news. Well, I got a few other topics.
It's
that
7:10.
We
got a whole day.
We got a whole day.
Yeah.
Well, I can talk about these other topics and we can see. But
I'll
read.
A lot of time on gay time.
I'll read one more. All right.
Oh, go ahead.
Here in Phoenix. We got a police looking for the $60 bill bandit.
$60 bill?
Supposedly.
That doesn't exist, does it?
Well, this is the thing. This happened actually.
It's kind of wacky stories you're reading over
there. I'm pulling
there.
This one back in from the end of December, but it's so good.
Oh, okay.
This guy supposedly went to a Bank of America and asking the tellers to give him all the 20s, 40s, and 60s they have.
Okay. So let me be specific about this. Yeah.
He wants a lot of money. Anyways, they're nicknaming him the $60 bandit. He's still out there. Yeah, he's still at large.
Oh, he's still out there?
Yeah, he's still out there.
I gotta hide all my
60s. That's what's happening in Phoenix.
I gotta hide my 60s.
Actually, there's a lot happening in Arizona right now.
Arizona
that is true.
That's really unfortunate right
yeah.
now.
God.
That guy's insane. Did you see he's like smiling in his mugshot?
Yeah, those
pictures
are really frightening.
Creepy.
It looks like something's really wrong.
Something is definitely wrong with him.
Were they saying he's schizophrenic, perhaps?
I don't know exactly what they were saying about his mental illness, but I just looked at the pictures. Oh, there's something else that came out. There was pictures of him with like a loaded gun in like a G-string.
What? Oh, my God. Stop.
Like all kinds of craziness.
It's very disturbing.
It is very
it's
disturbing.
Extremely disturbing. It's disturbing that he was smiling in his mugshot.
Yeah.
Like he's all
so
crazy.
How easy, get on this subject, how easy was it to walk into Walmart and buy ammo?
Oh, I'm sure it was very easy.
Yeah.
But I think he was turned away at one place.
He went to a different one. But I mean, when you are in New Hampshire, like all you have to do is what? Present your ID? Oh, yeah.
I didn't check it out.
You have to have a gun carrying card or something, don't you?
I didn't check it out.
Do you know what?
So disturbing.
You know what's even disturbing to talk about, like the weapons and stuff that happened after that. I'm not up on the weapon, but somehow it's like some crazy weapon. Like it was way like it's something.
It's like an awesome semi-automatic.
Yeah.
Weapon?
Well, after this incident happened, I guess sales with that particular item like jumped up.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
That's really frightening to hear. Like really, that's.
My God, that's scary.
That's really frightening.
Yeah. And it's like, who needs that?
Nobody.
Yeah, it's pretty wrong.
Nobody.
It's pretty wrong.
People should buy more, like, bubbles.
Buy bubbles.
Not guns.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Bubbles.
I like that.
You can shoot bubbles at people, and they'll be upset, they won't get hurt.
There's
That's
a great
true.
Strategic game called Bubble Shooter.
That's right.
Really?
Claire's really good at it.
Are you good at Bubble Shooter?
Yes, I am.
What about Angry Birds? Are you good at that?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm doing pretty well.
I'm stuck on a level, and I'm really angry about it.
Yeah.
Speaking of Angry Birds.
Are you past the construction hatch?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you're way ahead. Yeah.
Did you get the?
I'm somewhat near the end. I'm stuck on a level. I'm telling you, I'm bitter. It's been for like over a week now.
Wow.
That's a long time.
I was playing it. Actually, I had a dress rehearsal on Thursday at Jordan Hall, and we're in this opera, and we're not in like the first 40 minutes. So in the background, I was playing Angry Birds.
Oh, it's
all the time on one level.
That's
Riders,
awesome.
Riders.
Yeah, Riders to the Sea.
Who's
singing
the lead?
I was a peasant girl again. Lisa Lynch, Lynn Toriove, and Claire Filler. Yes, they were very good.
Lynn Toriove?
Yes.
She's a mezzo, isn't
yes,
she?
Yeah, she is mezzo. They were very, very good.
Wow.
Yes. And I was a peasant for about 10 minutes on stage.
Wow.
Yeah.
In a solo part?
No, of course not. Not me. I never get a solo. Not bitter.
Stop it.
No, but I just, we were a women's chorus, so we just sang, ah. That's what we did.
Hmm. Yep.
And then we left the stage. Very sad. Yeah. So that's the second opera chorus I've been in, in which I was a peasant. We're starting a trend here.
Hmm. Did you make New Year's resolutions?
I did.
Did you announce them on the air?
I think I did not.
Hmm.
I did not. I think they're not funny or exciting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, understood.
Yeah. They're just like kind of serious.
Understood.
They're very much singer related, though.
I understand.
Yes.
I do understand.
We'll talk about them after the show.
Yes. We'll
talk about all that after the show. After the show, we talk about the serious stuff.
Yes.
But while we're on the show, we talk about sheep and gay time.
Pika, Pika.
And Pikachu.
Oh.
Hey, victory.
That's right.
That's a winner.
Nice job with that.
Yeah. I am a big winner. I'm sure Sarah cares a lot about that. You know,
well, you know, we have different priorities. That's all. Different interests, and you know,
I was very excited to win Smash last night, even though we played to only 50 KOs. And you're probably asking, what's this?
I think this is.
Yeah, this is
horrible.
Pokemon theme song. I'm very excited about the new Pokemon game that's coming out in March. I got an email about it from Nintendo.
You did?
Yes, I did.
They know they need to get that to you.
Yes. Pokemon Black and White, people. It's
gotta
coming out.
Got to catch them all.
Yes, got to catch them all.
Derek, I can't believe you still have that mannequin.
That's pretty great. Julie was telling me I should get rid of that.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Julie.
A lot of stuff has to be tossed up there.
Yeah. What, that dress form?
Yeah.
Oh, I kind of like it.
Okay, be quiet.
Why? I want it. If he's giving it away, I'll take it.
What are you going to do with it?
Put dresses on it?
Yeah, you could put a dress on it.
I could put a dress on it, or I could just put a dress on myself and look at it. I play dress up in my closet sometimes.
I can understand why.
Do you do that?
You have some great clothes.
I have some really pretty frocks.
Have you bought more stuff recently?
No, I'm on a ban.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
For how long?
Till tax time.
Is that what Tom said?
No, that's what I said.
Good for you.
I'm on a ban because I shop too often, but I do have a pair of boots that I need to return that I paid with a gift card with, so I'm going to have to exchange it for something else.
Mm. So, Anthropology?
Yeah. Because I ordered some boots online, and they're really too tall, even though they're very cute. So
what do you mean they're really too tall?
They're too tall. They go all the way up to my knee.
That's fabulous.
But they're not, they don't look right because they've got some... like fabric at the top, like sweater fabric.
Oh, okay.
They're too big.
Okay.
So it's cute. They're cute, but I'm like, I was going to keep them, and I broke down the box, and then I like put the box back together with tape, and I'm like, I'm going to take this back.
Wow.
So I'm waiting for a green lace dress to go on sale, and then I think I'll get that instead. But it's getting really hard to find. So I think maybe Tuesday I'm going
to
have to like call stores. Cambridge had one when I went by there.
Oh boy.
And maybe I shouldn't give that out.
Uh oh.
So what's the deal? What's dealio with the skirt that we helped you pick out?
Oh, the skirt's great.
Oh, I've worn it at least 3 times.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
It's the Tria sweater skirt. I've worn it at least 3 times. It's very warm and very comfortable.
Very cute.
And extremely cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Tria sweater skirt. Mm-hmm. Hard to find now.
It's really nice.
Yes, it was like the last one in the store, wasn't
it? Oh, it's fabulous.
Yes, fabulous. They've got some. Fabulous pieces. And my closet's amazing now. Yes. I love it. I love it. So what should we do now? We take a break and then we'll do the entertainment news?
Yeah, we should probably do that.
All right, I'll eat more jelly beans.
Good times. Well, we'll be right back after this.
This is
the Darrington Kay Show.
I'm a cougar, she's a cougar, we're all cougar, we're not cougar, then she wanna date a cougar, too. Need a cougar. I'm a cougar, she's a cougar, we're all cougar, we're not cougar, then she wanna date a cougar, too. Need a cougar. CougarLife.com. Need a cougar. CougarLife.com. Need a cougar. Don't you wanna date a cougar, too?
CougarLife.com. Recently voted the wildest dating service in America. Join for free.
This is the Darrington Kay Show.
Call the Darrington Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
It's just like NPR, only a little different. The Darrington Kay Show. Derek and Keisha, we are back.
Welcome back. If you'd like to contact the show, you can do so at email at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Follow us on Twitter at dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derekandk.blogspot.com and call the show live at 661-467-2416. Long distance rates may apply if you are still using a rotary phone.
Yeah.
Or calling from a landline.
Give us a call, though. Tell us what's up. What are you up to right now?
What are you up to if you're not watching the past?
Yeah.
Oh, let me get an update here.
We're update.
Yes,
we're
the update.
Let me do a little refresher here. Not that I really care. Still Pats 11, Jets 14. So we need a field goal tied up.
Go pass.
Still in the third. Yeah,
go pass.
Yeah, go pass.
Wait,
whatever.
What's the score again? Say it again.
14-11 Jets.
Oh.
Yeah, so that's what's really happening.
But then good vibes to Foxborough, Pete.
Yeah, whatever. Hail to the Redskins. Disaster in D.C.
Where are them?
Shanahan, Dan Snyder. Yeah, this is a good clip.
I like this one.
You love this clip. You think it's hilarious. That was good time.
Good time.
Let's get to the entertainment news, people.
All right.
You know actress Jaja Gabor?
Yes.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
She's 93 years old.
Yes.
She had a right leg amputated on Friday.
Oh, that's very sad.
It's really sad.
Sad.
She had a deep, large lesion that proved resistant to antibiotics.
Oh, God.
So she had to get her right leg cut off. She has one child that's been ordered by Von Anhalt not to talk to her or let her see her mother.
Why?
I don't know.
Horrible.
She's married to Prince Frederick Von Anhalt.
Okay.
A little creepy. Katie Holmes is going to be the new face of Ann Taylor starting in spring 2011.
I also heard that there are some, like, amazing photos of her that are going to be released. It's either Bizarre or Elle magazine.
Real? What kind of amazing photos?
When I saw them, I saw one pic of her, and I didn't even recognize her.
Really? Was she very airbrushed?
Beautiful.
Really? She looks great. I think she's a pretty girl.
She is. I wonder what that marriage is like.
The child is very cute. What do you think? Terry Crews?
What do you think that marriage is like?
Probably psycho.
Or do you think it's all hype?
I don't know. I think that.
Well, he's really
the whole Scientology church going on.
Yeah.
And I think that it might be weird. I read actually in In Touch magazine that I know I was reading the gossip rag today.
Right. Yeah.
That Suri Cruz doesn't. No one tells her to like go to bed or anything like that. It's just like kind of she does whatever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bizarro.
4-year-old child.
It would be good to have boundaries and
discipline.
Yeah, yeah.
Discipline never a bad thing for the child, I don't think. Peter Fonda discovered a body while driving down Sunset Boulevard in the Pacific
what?
Palisades community of Los Angeles on Wednesday. Apparently, he looked in a vehicle that was stopped on the side of the road, and there was a body inside. The man who committed suicide several days before was slumped over the wheel of the sedan. The man's identity has not been made public, but he was not a celebrity.
Oh, that's really weird.
What would you do?
Well, I guess you got to call the police.
Yeah.
Well, that's really freaky.
Isn't it, though?
So you're thinking that, or it sounds like that happened a while ago, and then someone staged that? Or no?
I don't know. Maybe he...
It's weird.
I wonder how he committed suicide. Do you think he, like, took drugs?
There's no other details. Yeah, it's probably something like that.
There's no other details.
Yeah, it must be something like that.
Anyway, they did some study about what smell has to do with sexual attraction.
Is this with tears?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. Don't mind me. Never mind. I heard a story about...
Do you have a story?
I don't actually have a story, but I thought I saw something about that. I'm sorry. I'm trying to jump the gun here. Sorry. Bye, gun.
That really has nothing to do with anything in the story.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, apparently everyone has their own odor print that attracts one to another. And here are the scents that women found the most preferable by region. In New York, they love the smell of coffee.
Huh.
So if you work at Starbucks, you're hot.
That's
so
good.
Leave the Starbucks, go to the bar, pick up chicks.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
Because I used to date a guy who worked at Starbucks.
Yeah?
Smelled like coffee all the time.
Is that what did it for you?
No.
No.
It's actually not very attractive. It's trifling. In Los Angeles, it's lavender.
Yeah, I've heard that's a big one.
What guy
I'm not too
smells
surprised
like
about that.
I love the smell of
There's
lavender,
There's a lot of things for guys that
fantastic.
Are... I used to wear a lot of stuff that was lavender.
I think lavender is amazing.
It's a wonderful hand wash.
When I was
like lavender?
Oh, yeah.
It's a nice scent.
When I was in Vancouver this summer at University of British Columbia, there's lavender all over campus. Growing. It's fantastic.
Oh, the smell. Yeah, yeah. Really nice.
Oh, that's nice. Derek, how are you enjoying that Nivea shave cream?
Love it. It's, you know what, it's foam, it's great.
Did you just
Although
come from
I
the
did,
ladies' room?
I did.
Yeah, frankly, yes. Or the men's
the
room.
The studio ladies' room?
The men's room.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to hijack on Kay's story, but no, I did
yeah,
cut
sorry
myself
about that.
Shaving.
Yeah, I noticed
the
that
other day,
yesterday.
The other day, which was horrible. Like, that never happened.
How'd you do that?
Mark. I don't know. I guess I was rushing. I can't remember the last time I cut myself shaving. But that stuff is really nice. It's
you look like
nice.
You've got a really clean shave right now.
I did shave this morning, and
yeah,
I've been trying to
good.
Get...
When you shave, do you get the little hairs all over the bathroom?
No. Everyone keeps... Julie was asking me that. No.
Tom does.
I don't understand that.
How do we prevent that?
I
How
shave
do we
over
oh,
the
you,
sink.
Yeah. Actually, Rod gets tons of little hairs, but then he cleans up after.
Can,
in his
can
own
he,
bathroom. We have
talk,
different bathrooms.
Can he talk to Tom, please? Because the hairs are...
What I do is I shave over the sink.
I mean, I love Tom.
Yeah, I know you do.
I really do.
Yeah.
He's fantastic and amazing. But God damn it, if he doesn't get all those little hairs all over the bathroom and all the little crevices behind the toilet, behind
all right,
the
here's
trash
the deal.
Can, everywhere, on the mirror even, the little
So
hair.
Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I think Rod is right that having two bathrooms, which we do have, is the holy grail of
I
matrimony.
Think it's amazing. I
because
need my
own bathroom. He is very rushed in the morning.
I almost said it to you.
Listen,
sorry.
listen.
I'm listening.
He's very rushed in the morning. And sometimes he doesn't have time to clean his bathroom, you know, so there may be some suspect hairs around, and then he cleans it, you know, but
right.
Yeah, I when he's in a rush, it doesn't look perfect or anything.
So this means when we buy a place, we have to have we have to build different bathrooms?
No, at least one and a half, I think, will help.
Yeah, I guess so.
And I think if you buy in JP, you're going to get that no problem.
Well, there's these condos that are being built next to Green Street T-Stop that I'm very interested in. They just broke ground like a few weeks ago, and I want one.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be new construction.
Start saving,
yeah,
less anthro.
We're going to start saving right now.
Good.
Because
that's pretty good.
I want one of those because that means I can build a closet.
Yeah, but you also need to find out what they probably don't even know what the condo fees are going to be or anything.
No, we don't know. So, but they're being built as we speak.
So, would you look in JP, Quincy, other areas too, or
I
Dot?
I love JP.
Or Savin Hill, like where Brenna is.
Yeah, I mean, I consider it, but I JP's fantastic. The Savin Hill is very cute, though.
Yeah. I'm surprised what a cute little area.
I was very surprised by it as well.
But you know, you don't want to walk from her house at night over to
the T
JFK.
Oh, JFK.
Yes, you not during the nighttime.
Oh, really?
But from her house to Seven Hill, not a problem at all. Which is
That's the same thing with my house and Forest Hills. You don't really walk there at night. But you walk into Green is fine.
Right.
Yeah.
But no way in hell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right in your
Forest Hills.
Yeah.
Not that great.
Yeah. I've never been around.
It's the end of the line, and for with good reason. Anyway, in Chicago, women like vanilla. In Houston, they like barbecue.
Ew, that's gross. So you're saying,
I almost, I can't handle the cocktail jelly beans.
Oh, that's really interesting. I wonder if it's Jones's good ass.
Dude,
when
I was in Texas recently in the Houston area for a week.
Nothing turns you on like a good barbecue rub?
We went to Hinz's barbecue.
They get A1 spray?
Dude, I don't know. Everybody ate barbecue but me. My stomach was a little upset that day. But they also are known for loaded baked potatoes.
Yum.
Oh, my God. It was so good.
Nothing's better than a starch with loaded crap on it.
Yeah, but it was like this massive baked potato with the, like, sour cream, the chives, the cheese sauce, butter, salt, and then I had a little barbecue chicken on the side that was all shredded that I could put on top if I wanted.
Man.
It was crazy.
Barbecue and... Oh, dear.
Derek, there are a lot of fixins, though, that are veg at those places.
Oh, really? I love that.
Like
yeah.
fried okra.
Yeah, that's great.
Or like cucumber salad and like black-eyed peas, totally veg. And
corn pudding.
We got to stop for a second.
They had
straight-up
corn.
Pass update. Score is now... We're in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm.
We got 2 minutes left.
Whoa!
I think.
What?
Jets 21, Patriots 11.
Oh, shit! Really?
It could be bad, folks.
Wait, there's 2 minutes left?
I think there's 2 minutes left.
Jeez. Wait,
oh,
what?
Oh, my God.
11?
Okay, let's all stand
11
by.
What?
11-21, Jets.
I know that
That's
Tom
tough.
And Rod
not
are swearing
good.
Up a storm right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, it's not looking good. It's not looking good, folks. Sorry, that was just the update. Let's see.
Are we getting burritos after this?
We could.
Oh, we could.
In Phoenix, they love eucalyptus.
Oh, well, dude, I love eucalyptus.
Smells awesome.
That
Fantastic.
Is nice.
Fantastic.
Smells so good.
Don't you love pine at the holidays?
Oh, that is
I
so nice.
I do love
like
it.
That.
I love
yeah,
when it's Christmas tree spray.
I have
a Christmas tree spray.
I have to admit the
candle,
Yankee,
really
the Yankee candle.
Oh, the Yankee candle
forest
is so good.
Fir, like candle.
It's so nice. It just makes you feel all warm and cozy.
That's awesome.
Love it.
Oh, we should make hot chocolate. Anyway.
Oh,
in,
yeah. I've got
in some... Atlanta, they love cherry.
Cherry?
Oh, cherry scent.
Like real cherry or like a candy or...
It just says cherry.
Cherry.
I don't know what
These
they
are
mean.
Really weird. The barbecue one is the strangest.
Oh, speaking of cherries, do you guys like the Rainier cherries? The ones that are like yellow and red?
They're okay.
Like,
I mostly like the dark cherry. Black cherries are my favorite.
My
never
favorite.
Seen
you
that.
Love Rainier cherries? Are they your
so
favorite?
So much. I think my ultimate favorite for cherries.
In Philadelphia, clean laundry.
What? That's a turn on?
That smell actually could turn me on.
Well,
I like
but
that.
It depends. If it
if
smells,
a man
like,
smells like
so,
gain,
dude,
I
wait,
get excited.
If the clean laundry smells like baby powder, gag.
Yeah,
really?
Well,
no,
so
I like gain smell.
The thing
I
love
that, yeah.
So this is things that turn women on.
Yes.
For men.
Yes.
It's not the other way around.
Yes. Here are the
reasons.
The scents
really
that
strange.
Women found most preferable by region.
Okay.
I thought when you
what
said
about
that.
Our region?
It doesn't say.
When you said region, I thought you meant like on the part of the body. That's what I was thinking.
No.
I was like, oh,
and
boy.
Coffee around the groin and clean
like,
laundry
that
on the
located?
Shoulder.
Yeah.
No.
Lavender on the ass crack.
Yeah,
okay.
That's great.
Sorry.
Fresh.
Sorry. That's what I thought, though.
In Dallas, it's smoke / fireplace.
Smoky?
Like fireplace smell.
I like the smell, but wow.
I like the smell, too. I like fireplace.
It gets
smell.
In your clothes and everything.
It's
good.
So weird to be turned on for one.
Mm-hmm. San Diego, suntan lotion, ocean.
That
yeah.
makes sense.
That makes sense,
that
doesn't
does
it?
Kinda, I can understand that one.
Smells like
actually,
the beach bum guy.
The ocean scent can be very...
I think it's sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it smells like... It just smells good, like the ocean smell.
The
I
sand
love that.
And
yeah.
the water.
Yeah.
It smell really nice, yeah.
And last but not least, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Cut grass. Hey, you remember like Gap used to make a grass scented like
yes.
spray?
I used to go crazy with that. Remember,
yeah.
I buy it all the time.
I used to wear that a lot.
Yeah, I had it.
Yeah.
I had it.
Wow.
Yeah, I had that too. I went crazy with
you
that.
You go to Minneapolis, hey. They're all over you.
Speaking of like scents like that, do they remember how Brenna used to wear gin and tonic?
Yes.
Oh, the yeah.
Demeter? What is Demeter?
Yes.
Do they still make Demeter?
I bet they do.
Huh.
Let's look it up on Google, shall we? I love having the internet.
Oh, you know how I used to wear that beautiful scent, I Am Naked, and it's got a little bit of honeydew melon
yeah.
in it?
Yeah, yep, I remember you.
So I dropped a bottle of it in my bathroom.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
And I have to
Do you hate it now?
I have to say my love affair with it has
it's
really diminished.
Gone sour now? They
I
do
think I've outgrown it a bit, you know?
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe a little bit.
They do
happens.
Still make Demeter fragrances, and it looks like their newest one is, wait for it, maple syrup.
Gross.
Ooh,
gross.
That would be
Oh,
tough.
My God. Let's talk about things that are disgusting. Like when I worked at...
Patchouli?
When I worked at Saturday's Child, and one of my coworkers wore Bath and Body Works hazelnut cream
oh.
on their body.
Oh.
That would make you want to... Yeah,
barf.
Yeah.
That is
That's
disgusting.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
To smell this, like, because my mother once spilled hazelnut in the car, and that was it. I was like,
dry heaving really
in my mouth.
Okay, what's wrong with the people at Demeter? Because now we have scents such as Tootsie Roll.
Disgusting. Oh.
And Junior Mints. And Dots.
Dots.
I
how
hate
it,
Dots.
How could they have a fragrance?
It what doesn't.
You know, they're catering. It must be the tween line.
Tweens. Yeah. Totally tweens.
Do you know how disgusting Dots are?
Yeah, like, you eat the paper when you're trying to eat it. You ever, it's really like you're chewing.
Dots? That's no. We're talking about Dots.
Oh, I'm
like
thinking
little,
buttons.
No. Yeah. No, Dots. Like the little jelly
Yeah, okay.
Thing.
Yeah. I thought we were talking about the buttons.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
I
like, there's
so
no sense to that.
No.
Okay.
Dots. Trifling Dots.
That is pretty trifling.
Ew, banana flambé?
Trifling.
Yes, trifling.
Love that clip. That reminds me of, like, the gross candies. Like,
oh, yeah, let's talk about them.
You know what? I hate, but everyone seems to love, but I just can't stand?
Talk about it.
Freaking Tootsie Rolls. I think they are the most disgusting thing on earth.
You know what?
Oh,
they're
I
not.
I kind of like Tootsie.
I think everybody likes them, but me.
I'm not huge on them, but
I think
they're okay.
Gross. And a Tootsie Pop is like an abomination.
Do you know what?
Yeah.
You know what's even better? We don't have this in this country really, or we can get them here. Is White Rabbit, which is like the milk cream version
Ew.
Of a Tootsie Roll.
Oh.
And that is great.
You
might go
eat
down
one.
The bunny hole.
But didn't. Wasn't it like it
formaldehyde?
Oh,
some
formaldehyde.
Of them took them off the shelves for a little while.
Okay.
But there's
made in China.
I have a bag in them. I have a bag still, but they're like hard as rock.
Let me put my two cents in regarding horrifying candy that traumatizes the shit out of me. that's the title of this horrifying candy that traumatizes the shit out of Derek Kay and Sarah. There we go. Okay, get ready.
Okay.
Waiting.
Peeps.
Peeps?
Yeah, they are pretty.
I'll eat a peep if it's been sitting around for a while.
Oh! Peeps are frightening.
But you hate marshmallow. So, that's what a peep is.
It's yeah, the look of it, the whole thing. I remember Derek's
cute.
Friend one year like ate a tray of them or something.
Yeah, it's really gross. I've it's always known disgusting. People that are big on those and...
I like peeps when they've been sitting out for a while. Age peeps.
That's what a lot of people say that.
They're good.
I don't really. Yeah.
Don't give me a fresh peep, though.
Really
I'll turn it away.
That.
Fresh peep is disgusting.
Oh, God.
Trifling.
Trifling.
Death trifling.
You know what else
yeah.
I hate? I hate when I was a little kid on Halloween and people would give me those little sesame candies.
Oh, you don't like those?
No.
I love little sesame candies.
Actually, I like those too.
The ones with all the sesame
too.
Seeds on the outside?
Yeah. Yeah.
I love things like that.
Those are trifling.
I do
They're
like
fabulous.
Those. Yeah.
I tried to eat one once, and I nearly vomited. I was like, what is
that.
This? And you know what else I hate?
They are pretty good.
Mary Janes.
What, the shoes?
No, the candy.
What is that?
It's trifling. That's what it is.
It's got peanut in it. doesn't it have peanut?
Peanut?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, Jesus. The song plays every time we say peanut.
It's peanut.
No,
where's Mike Kernikin?
Peanut.
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 Where's Mike Kernikin when you need him?
I know, right? He could probably do some of this.
All right. So according to Wikipedia, which is the Bible of the internet because everything on Wikipedia is true, Mary Jane is a peanut butter and molasses-flavored taffy-type candy with a peanut butter in the center. Originally made in 1914, so it's an old candy, so you know it's bad.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
And it's now manufactured by Necco. It is similar in style to packaging to Bit Honey. Peanut butter.
Bit O' Honey. I've had those, too.
Those are gross.
Sarah likes the peanut song.
She does.
She's really the Mexican.
You know, Mary Jane's were originally made 2 years before my great-grandmother-in-law was born.
Wait, what is this?
She's 94, and she made sure that she told us that today.
Wow.
She was like, I have my health, but I'm so lucky and glad. She's very cute.
Oh.
94.
Wait, wow.
Wait. Anyway, I hate Mary Jane's. They're awful.
Get ready.
We're ready.
Cadbury egg.
Oh, I hate them too.
You guys hate on that?
I actually hate them.
I think they're
okay. See,
I like
those
them.
Are one of the things I actually try
I
to enjoy
gross,
every year.
Though.
I will buy one. I will legit
you don't
will buy
know what's
one.
Inside it.
Nastiness is it's, what's inside.
That's right.
It's sugar.
You don't know what could be inside there.
It's gross.
Do you know what's
you
really...
You don't know. You could find placenta.
What?
I don't know.
We'd have a real problem if that happened. You know what? I opened up one.
So disturbing.
I had one once. I opened it up, and it was a baby chick peep.
I was waiting for the dun dun dun.
I'm sorry.
One.
I'm sorry.
Hey, speaking of finding traumatizing things, didn't Jen once find a snot rag inside Snapple?
No, that was us. Yeah, that was the two of us. We had this nice little picnic plan. And we had this big bottle of, I don't know if it was Snapple. It probably was. We had a lot of that time. But it was like some iced tea in a bottle. And there was like a thick, fluidy thing at the
ew.
Bottom.
Oh,
that looked like, it. God. You know what? It looked like someone broke an egg inside of it.
Ew.
It's real, I'm sorry. It was
like,
really
like
gross.
Like albumin or whatever
I don't
that
know
stuff
what it
is in the egg.
Oh,
trifling.
God.
It was really gross.
That's gross.
I'm like barfing in my mouth.
Don't do that.
Trifling.
You know what
trifling.
Else is gross?
Trifling.
Death and trifling. I hate. And everybody else loves but me.
What's that?
Payday.
Oh, payday is great.
I hate payday.
I've never tried payday.
It's
oh, payday is
peanuts
great.
And crap.
Oh.
Oh,
it's like peanuts and like caramel. Is that what it is? Basically.
Yeah, and I was like,
so stupid. I hate it.
And I always like to point this out. If you have candy corn and salted nuts,
corn.
You mix them together in
it
your hand.
It tastes like payday.
Just like a payday.
I hate a payday.
I
think a payday is the worst candy bar on the planet. It's awful. It's stupid. It's retarded.
It's chewy. You got the nuts.
Oh, it's gross.
How about, do you like Bit O' Honey?
No, I don't like that either.
Do you like Bit O' Honey, Derek?
I'm trying to remember what, it's really hard. Isn't it like really hard and chewy?
Yeah,
it's not good.
I mean, yeah, it feels like you could break your teeth on one.
I'm trying to remember a candy that I really don't like. There's not much that I really don't like.
I feel like we could go on forever with this.
Yeah, me
I feel
too.
Like there's a lot.
I hate peppermint patty.
Those are great.
Peppermint patty
I
thing.
Love those.
Oh, my God.
Those are really
those
good.
Those are so amazing.
I
could eat so many
of
those.
Chocolate mint.
Oh, I love chocolate and
yeah.
mint. I think it's the best. Like, junior mint is nothing better than
no.
that.
No.
I love junior mint. Junior mint's amazing. Mm. And also...
Oh,
well,
oh,
I got
actually, wait. Is it Andy's Candies, the little thin ones?
Andy's Candies.
Oh,
you know,
like I used to
like
them when I was
meal.
A kid, and I don't like them anymore.
Hey.
After a meal, just a little one of those.
But I love After 8 Mints. I think there's
those. Oh, those are pretty good.
Amazing. I could
like
eat
those.
A whole damn box of those.
Well, what's up? We talk about Andy's Candies.
Yeah.
What's up the, what were those, like that bag of fries, or what is that? Andy's.
Oh.
Handicap.
Oh yeah, they were
handicap fries.
Hot fries.
What? What?
Why is someone sneezing so funny?
I don't think we've ever had anyone sneeze on this show before.
Who was that?
That's Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus is smoking. smoking the Salvia. She gets excited. A little bit of that. What? So, hot fries.
What is handicap fries?
Handicap
Isn't that what they are? I never went for them because they didn't look like my thing.
It's a little bit ghetto.
What thing?
Uh huh.
It looked like what?
No.
It didn't look like. That's not right.
No, hot fries are a little bit ghetto. Yeah. That's what they are.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Is it fries in a bag?
It's like
dried fries.
Like dried fries. It is exactly. That's exactly what it is.
You know what they do, Derek? They take them to space first, then they bring them back.
Freeze dried is what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know what else is like that? Funyuns.
Oh, that's wrong.
Oh, wait. You guys are going to really be traumatized that you know me when I tell you what I do like and discovered in Texas.
I might like them, too, because I think I know what you're going to say.
Chicharrones.
What are those?
What? Those are the pork skins.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, my God. They are so... orgasmic.
They're so
orgasmic.
Good.
Orgasmic.
In the South here, we call them pork rinds.
But, dude, you can't buy them up here.
Horrible.
No, you can't. You have to. Well, maybe in some places you can. But
I was like, maybe I should order some on Amazon.
I'll eat them with you.
Oh, dude, let's do it.
Eat some pork rinds.
Chicharrones party.
They are so amazing.
Oh, my God, they're fucking great.
It's amazing. It's like
hot.
It's better than bacon.
It is.
Yes.
It's like bacon, but lighter.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes,
it's so
pork
good.
Rinds are amazing.
Oh, I know
dude.
We might be spending too much time talking about this.
I love that.
When I was living in Georgia, I discovered them and they're so good.
Hey, you are my chicharrones.
That's right. Yes.
Oh my
yes,
God.
Yes, we will eat them together.
Yes, we will.
They're so good.
I fucking love them.
They're amazing.
Dude, they're so good.
So good.
Oh, I mean they're. It's like
it is like bacon but lighter.
Yes. Yeah. It just has a little bit of that effervescence.
Yes.
It's great.
And it is vile.
Oh jeez.
I mean, it really is. But that's what makes it amazing.
No, but I was buying ones that were just. Like the fried, the pork skin and salt.
Yummy.
Nothing else.
Yummy.
Like, it's not like it had bad stuff in it. You couldn't.
All right, stop with the sound effects over there.
That sounds horrible.
Oh,
what are you
no,
talking about?
No, they're amazing.
You know what else is big in Texas?
What?
Kolaches.
What's that?
What is
kolaches
that?
Kolaches are like a pastry. They're like nice, like doughy, like a little bit like... you know, just like a Danish pastry, right? And in the middle, there might be apricot. There's poppy seed ones.
Yummy.
Blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, cream cheese. Then they have meat ones, which I think are disgusting. But the fruit ones rock.
Okay, check this out. Derek's going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Pineapple.
So according to Wikipedia,
apple,
pork rind,
peach.
Known in the United Kingdom as pork scratching, as a room temperature snack, or a crackling, served hot as part of a meal... And in Australia and New Zealand, as pork crackle crackling.
Oh, my God. We've got
pork
the Australia
crackle,
New Zealand thing going on.
Fried roasted skin of a pig. Frying melts most of the fat from the pork rind. Uncooked pork rind may be used as fishing bait, cooked with beans and stewed vegetable soups. The pork rind may have subcutaneous fat attached.
I'll tell you something, Derek. If you were to try me.
I can't.
Derek, if you were to try me.
That's not what I'm going
to
have.
Yes, if you were to only try one meat, it would have to be pork.
Pork skins are fantastic.
Don't you say pork above
I
beef?
I thought everybody always told me fish.
Pork is amazing.
Pork
is amazing.
Redonk.
Anything, any
I
part
know
of
we might be spending too much time talking about
any
this.
Any part of the pig is good.
My father-in-law made a pork roast that we had on Christmas Day.
Mm.
It was, like, so moist. And we put it in homemade tortillas with pico de gallo. A little queso.
Yum. Yum.
To die for.
Yum. I had a bacon pizza.
Oh, and beans. Fresh, homemade, refried beans.
Oh, beans.
Yeah, and the rice, too. What did you have?
Good
bacon pizza.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It was like crumbly bacon.
I'm not sure about that.
It was a little intense. I felt a little.
Gosh.
I didn't feel good after.
I might feel violated.
I didn't feel good after.
That's a prob.
But it was good going down.
Oh, my God. I tried Domino's pizza for the first time recently.
Were you traumatized? Because it's not that good.
It was really not the best.
It's not good.
No.
It's not. It's not. Remember we had Domino's pizza?
Yeah.
That was a last-ditch effort?
It was pretty bad. I mean, it came, it's because the regular pizza we tried to order, it didn't show up. Yeah, pepperoni instead
of
green pepper.
Oh,
and
horrible.
I remember back in the 80s, Domino's Pizza had that like 30 minutes or less where it's free. Guarantee.
That's right.
And they kept giving away all these free pizzas. So
get
they
the
just,
door.
Yeah. Domino's.
Wow.
Now they have that pizza tracker online.
That sounds frightening.
They have like Joe's making your pizza. Joe's putting it in the oven. Joe's now putting the pizza in the car. Joe, who's at your house?
Okay. Joe's waving his hands on your cheese. Something. <I don't...
laughs> Joe blew his nose in your pizza.
Snot rocket. That's horrible.
Is there any more candy that we don't like?
Oh,
I didn't come up with them. I can't think about it.
You can't come up with a candy you don't like.
I'm trying to think of some really weird ones.
You know
that
what
I
else
really
is gross?
Like.
Wait, hold on.
Hold the phone.
Circus peanuts.
Oh. You know, I was going to say I kind of like those.
You do?
Yeah. I don't remember.
I think cotton candy is vile.
Yeah.
I love cotton candy.
Oh, my God. I feel
after
like
a while,
every
it's a little
time
sickening.
You try
it's just
it,
sugar.
You feel like your teeth are like going to disintegrate.
Well, it's just fun sugar. That's all.
God. I can't think of any candy you don't
circus
like.
Peanuts
you
are
know what?
Disgusting.
Then I'm a total hypocrite because I used to like the rock candy.
Oh,
rock candy?
Yeah, that's just
that's
sugar, too.
Exactly, but I like that for some reason.
Do you? Do you still like it? I won't touch it.
I don't know that I'll eat it.
I won't touch it. I feel like I'm going to get a cavity just looking at it.
I don't think
it's really
I
sweet.
I don't think I would go.
It's just
go
sugar.
For that.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
It's nothing. There's no. It's like doesn't joke around. It's just sugar.
Yeah.
But it looks pretty though.
It does look pretty, like little crystals.
I think I made it once.
You can put it in your coffee.
You can
stir it up.
I think I made it once as a kid. I had like a shock sugar.
Yeah, we did that in like junior high. I think.
But circus peanuts are gross. And what else is gross?
I can't think of one that I don't like.
Really? You love all
candy? I'm trying to think.
Dude, I don't like Milky Ways, Three Musketeers. I
you
won't
know
touch
what?
Any of those.
I think Milky Way is not that good.
Yeah,
I
it's
won't
not that
touch
good. It's overrated.
Tom loves Milky Way, but
it's
I think
overrated.
It's trifling. But you know what I don't like about the Milky Way? The caramel.
I don't think I've had one in years.
I love the nougat, but I hate the caramel.
Milky Way?
I think it's nougat.
I love nougat.
I think Three Musketeers just has the nougat, and I think that putting the caramel in it violates the nougat.
What are those things people get at the movies? Goobers or those?
They can get goobers. Goobers is the one with the raisins.
Oh, wait, you know what?
No,
I don't like?
Raisinets are the ones that the goobers have the peanut, right?
I hate all that shit.
I like raisinets. I think they're amazing.
I get one that I don't like. The Whoppers.
Yeah,
I
hate
love
that. Whoppers.
I hate
shut
that.
Up.
I hate that.
They're
crap.
So
or malted
good.
Milk ball.
Oh,
I mean, it's
I
not my
that.
Thing. Yeah,
I hate
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
I think those are
gross.
So yummy.
It's like a weird. I tried to have memory milk ball. I'm like, I'm not so into it.
I think they're amazing.
I don't like any of those like hard
that texture,
candies.
Yeah.
You have to bite down. Oh God.
I love Whoppers.
Oh,
I think Whoppers are so delicious. Do you know what I really, 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 really hate? This might be number one seed on candies. And things that I really hate.
Peeps.
It's not Peeps. It's marzipan.
Oh, it's too much.
I'm surprised you eat marshmallow.
I think
is it also too sweet?
Marzipan is...
It's the almondy thing, right?
Yeah.
It's good, though.
It's
almond-y.
The almondy thing.
But the colors kind of throw me.
I love almonds.
Is it a little too colorful for something you want to eat?
They trick you.
I love almonds, but I'm not a fan of marzipan either. It's just...
I think marzipan is the most vile thing on the face of this earth.
Oh,
and people try to serve it to you. It's dressed up like fruit. It looks like fruit. Like the little
oh, yeah,
things.
Yeah.
Like
that's what I'm saying. They're all colorful.
It's
like someone
shapes.
Yeah.
Eat it, and it's really like marzipan.
Didn't someone sell their toenail clippings on eBay?
What?
That's the most vile thing I have ever heard of.
Did they get money for it?
I believe they did.
Then I say... Go for it, and it's fabulous.
That's the most vile thing ever. Or what about...
I thought you were going to get the candy.
Somebody have to buy them first.
Okay, so what about the fact that in Japan, you can buy...
Undies?
Undies.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Vending machine.
Really? Used ones?
And they were talking... I thought I heard something about the used ones, yeah.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little frightening.
It's a fetish thing.
Oh! Used undies in the vending machine. Well, what are you going to do?
You know, also, we were talking about stuff on Amazon.
Again, rendering these people.
We got this here.
The
do it yourself.
What is that? What?
Gastric bypass.
Oh, I saw that.
On Amazon.
That was the one I didn't read the review for.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I did read the review for it. It was like I passed out the first time.
I saw this late, so I didn't actually get to read it. But
we should go back and look at that old
$280, you can
oh, look at that. There's no anesthesia included, so you'll have to get that somewhere else.
Is that what it says? Is that really what it says?
Yes.
You might want to do that. You
oh,
might
my
want to
God.
Get that.
You just might.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
That is terrifying.
That's got 4 to 5 ratings, star review.
Oh.
Scary stuff.
Amazon has everything. You can get that sheep.
I invented Post-its. Look how it says Post-it, super sticky notes.
I
invented Post-its.
Oh,
Romy and
Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Hold
on.
Cool
breaking news.
Oh, no.
Jets 28, Patriots 21. And how much time left?
That must be final at this point.
I think it's done. Oh, God. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, it's a sad day here in Boston.
Oh, so sad.
It's really sad.
All right, let's just say we're sad. Now we have to end the show on a happy note.
We do have to end the show on a happy note. What kind of note?
Well, I'll say this. I love Tom Brady's hair.
You do?
Yeah, I'm sure Giselle is behind it.
You think?
Dude, I think if Giselle said, dye your hair pink, he'd do it.
You think he's that whipped?
Dude, she's a supermodel.
P-whipped.
Yeah, that's true.
P-whipped.
That's true. She's P-whipped.
Ann Petroselli commented on Facebook that she saw him the other day.
Oh, really?
Playing with his dog on the
Com
Ave Mall. And
oh,
when I
really?
Say Com Ave Mall peeps, I'm talking about that nice, beautiful green that sits in between both the middle of Com Ave. It's beautiful.
Wow, I can't believe all
I'll
that
tell you what
stuff.
It's gorgeous to walk down Com Ave at Christmas time.
It really is. I've
it
done it.
It's magical.
Gorgeous. And also, you know what else is pretty? Marlboro Street.
All beautiful.
All beautiful.
Certainly.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, here's Dolly the sheep, Sarah.
Dolly the inflatable sheep? 11:33.
Yeah, there's
That's
a picture.
Cheap. I want to see the picture.
It's loading up.
Have you ever watched that show like about strange addictions or something on like A&E or something?
We just talked about it last
the
week.
The guy with the blow-up doll?
Yes.
Or the doll that they dress them up.
I
we talked about it last week. It was unbelievable. Where's the picture?
By the way, have you watched Hoarders lately?
I watched it a couple weeks ago. I didn't watch
it. Did you ever see that woman with the chickens?
No.
The chicken coop?
No.
Oh, my God. And she was living with the chicken?
You're kidding.
In the house?
I'm so not kidding.
Oh, my gosh.
She was living with the chicken?
It was the most disturbing thing I'd ever seen.
That's frightening.
And she's just hanging out with chickens? And
it's just...
What was her house like?
She's like,
were the chickens
I had
in her house?
16 children, 10 live. And,
oh, my God.
I mean, it was crazy.
The people on Hoarders are unbelievable.
So fucked. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. So where's the picture of... Oh,
there she
here.
Is.
Dolly the inflatable sheep.
Yeah, they don't show any of the pictures. There's some really funny... I have to find it again, but we were looking for this earlier, and there's some really funny comments about people that have...
bought Dolly the sheep,
supposedly,
and a review.
This is the wrong one. They said someone said like it ruined the life or something.
Oh, my gosh.
But
it's,
there she is.
It's very cute if you are into it.
You're into that kind of thing.
It's creepy. You going to order one for the show?
I don't know yet. If
you're
that's
a Prime
we
customer. You can get, you know, free shipping and all that stuff.
That is
stuff.
True. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, there you go.
Happy entertainment news.
What's the entertainment news you got?
So John Travolta and
Nugget.
Kelly Preston.
Did they have a baby?
They had a baby boy named Ben.
Ben's a good name. Good, strong name.
It's a good name. And then the Golden Globes are tonight, Pete.
Oh, they are.
And I have to admit, I would love to watch just to see the gowns.
Oh. I love the gowns.
I know, man. But
so fabulous.
Derek doesn't have TV.
Yeah, I got it right there.
Okay, great.
On.
What, really?
Yeah, we can put it on.
Oh, my God, so psyched.
Yes, we're going to put that. What time is that?
That's right now.
Soon.
Oh, sweet.
Right now.
Well, I think we have to end our show very
soon. I think so, yeah. It's probably getting
but,
to that
time. Derek has something over there, I think. It's a dandy life.
What?
Does it say dandy life or... four up from the bottom.
Oh, that's a song we didn't get to.
It's a dandy life.
Maybe it's gay time. Anyway, you can contact the show at dkradioshow@gmail.com. Follow our Twitter feed at dkradioshow. Follow our blog at derekandkate@blogspot.com. And we'll be back next week at 6 o'clock at our regular time.
Awesome.
Thanks
for
listening.
Thank
and
you.
We are very sorry about the Patriots.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
But have a good week and be safe.
And post your foot fetish videos on YouTube.
Wow, that was crazy.
Call in about the candy you hate.
Next week.
Next week.
Okay.
We'll be on.
We love you, Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle, hope you're listening.
There's that little Blog Talk Radio woman. Anyway, that's our show for this week. Tune in next week when we'll have more stuff.
Yeah, more fun and more excitement.
Yeah.
See you next week.
All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Is the Darrington Pace Show.